The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Throughout the history of athletic competition, rivalries have been formed when two entities find themselves in regular competition, striving to each capture the same goal. Forged through heartbreaking losses and exhilarating victories, the most memorable feuds include Celtics-Lakers, Alabama-Auburn, Ali Frazier, and yes, Clay Pickett, the Bulldogs and the Bobcats. There's nothing like a weeknight in midwinter to bring out the best and sometimes the worst in these two small but immensely proud basketball communities. And tonight's going to be a real pressure cooker. Mount Walker leads his 13-3 third-ranked Lady Dogs into war against Brent Smith and his 16-3 second-ranked Lady Bobcats, while Rob Edwards and his 11-4 defending state champ Bulldogs come to town, ready to remind Joseph Aminette and his 17-3 first-ranked Bobcats who the actual top team in the state of Tennessee truly is. Folks, we've got an exciting evening full of great coaches, awesome athletes, and fired-up fan bases for a battle of best-on-best here in Byrdstown.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, our eighth and most anticipated broadcast of this basketball season. For the fourth time this year, we're on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to provide an accurate description of what's sure to be a raucous environment here tonight in Burgetown. Throughout the evening, I'll be joined by former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Joining me now, a man who knows all about battling it on the hardwood with Joseph Aminette, the Horizon Sports Network's very own Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Yeah, this is not many fond memories from this gym right here from back in my day. Aminette, one of the greatest players ever here in Upper Cumberland. I'll give him that. And there's some of these Aminettes going to be out here tonight. Just waiting for those dogs to get a little redemption for me.
Absolutely. Going to be a great night. Two great games, Thomas.
Yeah, this is a night we've all been waiting for. You know, sometimes it's about one team or another, the girls or the boys. Tonight we've got two feature games, marquee matchups between four of the state's best teams. It doesn't get any better than this, Daniel.
It don't. We're sitting here, Pickett County Girls 2, Clay County Girls 3, Pickett County Boys 1, Clay County Boys 3. It's as good as it comes in broadcasting.
You know, and the Lady Dogs, they made a statement last week down in Clark Range at home. And, you know, I think they're ready to make another statement here tonight. And tonight's the night for the Dogs to make their own statement. Man, I can't wait, Daniel. There's nothing quite like Clay County and Pickett County.
There's not. And it don't matter, you know, who won the last couple meetings. It don't matter what the stakes are. It could be a pickup game, you know, for a box of Cracker Jacks, and it's going to be a fight to the death, you know.
You brought up the mid-90s when I played. I've got a little of that feeling right now. I mean, the excitement's here in this gym already. This place is packed. It's only going to get louder and louder as we go tonight. And we wouldn't be here for these huge games tonight without our sponsors on the Del Hall Horizon Sports Network. And we just can't thank them enough for supporting us year after year, Daniel. We've been at this a while, and it's because of them.
Absolutely. I hope they continue to support so we can continue to broadcast.
And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy of that. Right now, out in newsstands, you can read about last week's game for Clay County. And next week, you can see the recap of what's fixing to play out in front of us here tonight. Up next, as we do in each broadcast, we'll talk about those games in our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here in Burgetown on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. The girls' headline read, Burchett and Buford pace the Lady Dogs past Clark Range. And the story talked about how the junior Briley Burchett's 17 and sophomore Hallie Buford's 14 points led the Lady Dogs to a 49-36 win over the Lady Buffaloes, one that is few and far between in this series. Buford scored 8 in open period to help Clay County lead 13-9 at the end of the first quarter before Burchett posted 12 in the second half to put Clark Range away. Before that, the Lady Dogs led 23-19 at halftime, thanks to one of two three-pointers made by senior Zoe Hayes, who had 6 points. And Clay County maintained that margin headed into the final frame, where they outscored the Lady Buffalo 16-7 to claim the 13-point win. Senior Eliza Jenkins and junior Abby Head also had 6 in that contest. And you know, Daniel, that was a huge win for this Lady Dog program.
It was such a confidence booster, hopefully something that will help them get over the hump and do something they've not done in a long time, to win in this gym here at Earthstown.
The boys' headline, Red Strong's 36 leads the Dogs to a district win over the Buffaloes. And the story talked about how Grant Strong continued his blistering scoring pace he set during his senior campaign with 36 points in the 76-40 Bulldog win over Clark Cranes. You know, they only led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, but Strong posted a dozen points in the second to put his team up 34-22 at the break. Then he dropped 14 in the third to help Clay County put the game away early. And then he finished off the 36-point win. Reserves did, just 5 in junior Bryce Bailey. They got close to double figures with 9 points. Jimmy Birch at 6, Eli Smith 4, Keaton Arnold 4, Wyatt Browning 4, and Nate Adams 4. Good tune-up for the Dogs for this one.
It was. You know, Clay County did in that game what they do in a lot of games. It's not about coming out the gate and blowing somebody out in that opening quarter. It's a slow building process, and by the time that game ends, you've got a huge separation. I think we'll see it again tonight.
Looking forward to it. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your Del Hall Horizon this week. Of course, pick up a copy next week for results from tonight and Friday night at home versus Gordonsville. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here in Birchtown on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show about 4 minutes before they do the anthem here in Birchtown, Tennessee. So we're going to go ahead and make sure that we get Tipsy's final take-in, probably an extended one a little bit, but that's okay because we've got a big game here. It is the last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll let you start. What's the line of the most famous cell phone got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, you know, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team getting over the hump up here in Birchtown tonight. You know, Clay County hadn't beaten the Lady Bobcats up here in a long time. You'll have to tell me when that was, Daniel, but I think it's several games.
2013, when Coach Sims was leading the program still. Last
oh, really?
In this gym.
I thought we'd beat him since then.
I think it could happen, guys, but it's kind of like the last broadcast. They got to be patient in their half-court offense, not try to force the issue, and I think they can get it done. You know, they made a statement with that win over Coach Lamar Rogers and Clark Range at home, and they need to use that momentum and make an even bigger statement tonight, don't you think, Coach Sim?
Yeah, definitely. Usually when you come up here, and anywhere you're playing a Brett Smith coach team, if he's got some speed and quickness, I mean, they're going to pressure, you know, there at one time, a couple years before I quit, they had as good a pressing team as I've ever seen. And I don't know what these girls, how athletic they are, but I know I'd be willing to bet they're going to come out and pressure the far out of us. Now, yeah, it gets back every game, you know, turnovers. You know, can we get the ball down the court consistently? And then run some good offense once we get there and not just make, you know, silly turnovers like we talked about the other night. Sometimes you're going to make a few turnovers, you know, force, especially if somebody's pressing you, but some of the ones that we make, you know, there's no excuse for it. And we just need to clean that up. And if we can do that, I think it's going to be a really good game.
Definitely a game, Coach. You know, Clay County's girls ranked third in the state in AP poll. Piggy County's girls number two. I don't know how used these young players for Clay County are to playing with that kind of pressure on their back. I don't remember last year a ton of times that we were so high in the rankings. Does that have an effect? Has Coach Walker tried to counterbalance the height of that and calm everybody down?
Or? I don't really. Yeah, I don't know. You know, when I was coaching, we were ranked, you know, pretty high quite a bit of the time. You know, we never talked about it a whole lot. You know, everybody kind of knew it, but something you just kind of got to, I guess, accept and go on and, you know, prepare and be ready to play no matter what you're ranked, you know, 50th in the state or second in the state, you know. But, you know, I'm sure he did whatever he thinks was best to prepare for it, you know, get over that all of being number two in the state. Whereas in rankings are just rankings, you know. That's on paper, you know.
Yeah.
I've had my first year we were in state tournament. We wasn't ranked all year. We finished right up the state, you know. It's, you know, people get outside your little area, people don't know how good you are. So it's just, you know, it's just what it is, you know. Yeah. It's just a ranking.
Thomas, final thoughts on this big one before we wrap up Tipsy's final take?
Well, besides what we talked about, I think this Lady Bobcat team is probably going to be the best shooting team the Lady Dogs have seen from the outside. I think that's where they come up with a lot of their points.
Really,
I
don't really know anything about him. I hadn't seen him. I just know he's starting two freshmen, I think, two sophomores, and maybe
young
a senior team. Comes off the bench with a freshman or two. But I told him, I said, well, you're a whole lot better than you thought you'd be last year at this time. And he said, yeah. He said, we are. He said, I never expected us to be, you know, this good and have this kind of record at this point in the year. But they are, you know.
Yeah, got a strong record. Both teams do. Going to be a good one tonight. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Big matchup coming up here. Of course, these programs very well familiar with each other. Coach Walker, an alumni of Piggy County High School, probably sat on the bench as an assistant coach and helped Coach Smith at times during early in his career before he made the move over into Clay County, and so familiar territory for Coach Walker. It is time now for the playing of the national anthem here at Piggy County High School, so we're going to go to break, come right back to the State Farm Girls starting lineups.
FDIC. When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Becker Live in Birdstown, Tennessee. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem sung by a native of Piggy County up here. Young lady, wished to know her name, but she did an outstanding job. And it is time for the first of these two big District 7A matchups. So we'll go ahead and do the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start off with the home team, the Piggy County Lady Bobcats. Tonight they wear their white home uniforms, yellow numerals on the front of those jerseys trimmed in black. starting, or actually their head coach, first of all, Brent Smith, the veteran, 27th season overall as a head coach in high school basketball, 15th in his current role of the girls coach here at Pickett County High School, the 16-3 record on the season, 5-0 in the district. Starting for Pickett County, a senior, number 34, Shayla Wood, a sophomore, number 13, Ella Kate Kiesling, a freshman, number 44, Callie Reeder, a sophomore, number 12, Abby Aminette, and a freshman, number 33, Emmy Lowe. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker. He's in his sixth season overall, 118 wins to 59 losses. Record this season, 13-3 overall, 4-1 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. State Farm Girls starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. A great atmosphere here in front of us tonight for this big girls matchup, almost like a sub-state district region tournament style atmosphere. These teams met three times last season. Clay County won two of those. Pickett won one. It was the home team that won all those contests. Final meeting was in Salina in the district semifinal, won by Clay County. Clay County has a one-game win streak in the series, going back to that contest last year. However, in the last 20 meetings, Pickett County, only four wins for Clay County, 16 wins for Pickett in the last 20. Coach Walker meeting Pickett County for the 14th time. He is 4-10 against them. And it's time to get it on here as we see County Reeder stuff in to tip for ball against Buford, and Reeder and Pickett County control it. They'll be working at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. As we said, atop the visiting bleachers, Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half. Aminette with it out top. She kicks across to Lowe. Lowe now working against Head. Gives back to Aminette. She sets up at the top of the key. Kicks it back across the top to Lowe. So we've got the big freshman down in the paint. A lot of guards out here, Coach. So
yeah,
we'll have to see how Coach Smith chooses to attack. Running floater, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett and Clay County now with the ball. 0-0, 7.5 minute mark of this first quarter. Zoe Hayes with it out top. Swings to Burchett at left wing. Bradley across to Hallie Buford. Buford drives into the paint, loses the handle on the ball, has it taken away by Lowe. Loose ball picked up by Aminette. She pulls the trigger on a three from left wing, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. In the paint, jump ball's going to be caught.
That's surprising. He's playing some kind of a zone. It's a 2-3.
Possession arrow in favor of Clay County, so the Lady Dogs take back over. Still scoreless here. 6:55 on the clock, and Abby Head called for the travel.
Picking us up, half-court trap, 1-3-1, looks like.
Turnover's going to be major tonight.
Yeah, I thought it'd be full court, a lot of pressure. But
Pickett County on the inbound, Aminette with it, right wing. She works against Jenkins. Eliza doing a nice job, gets her in trouble. She has to give it off to teammate Emmy Lowe. They work inside the Reeder. Basket's no good, but Bradley Burch is going to be called for a personal foul.
You can see early, Reeder knows how to get position down there, you know.
Burchett, yeah, she's posting up strong. She knows how to use her body.
Gambled for that entry pass and got behind her.
We don't need Brad to get in foul trouble.
No. We have reports that Bella Ashlock is active tonight and very well could be used in the contest.
Well, I talked to her after the girls' game the other night. She said she's going to start trying to play a little. They couldn't find anything wrong with her, so.
Good.
She's going to start doing rehab again and maybe get a few minutes.
One of those two free throws hit by Reeder. Pickett County in front, 1-0 early. Clay County now. Hallie Buford, three-pointer right corner, no good. Bounces up, hits the top of the structuring above the rim. They blow it dead. Pickett County takes back over. Each team just feeding each other out in these opening minutes, Thomas.
Yeah, we got some good matchups going on, too. We talked about Burchett and Reeder, but also the junior Abby Head guarding Emmy Lowe, the point guard, out here on the perimeter, Daniel. And so far, she's doing a pretty good job on her.
Reeder and Lowe, both freshmen, starting for this Pickett County team. Three-pointer taken from right wing. Ella Kate Kiesland, the sophomore, knocking down the triple, putting Pickett County, rather, in front, 4-9. Burchett with it. Works ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins into the front court. Back to Burchett in the paint. Power dribble. Shots up. No good. They say it was blocked. Reeder comes up with the loose ball. Works ahead to Kiesling. No, that's Lowe in the paint. She has it taken away by Abby Head. Head comes back the other way. Into the front court. Left side of the lane. Kicks to Buford. Three-pointer. Left wing. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Reeder. Clay County maintains possession.
Riley Burchett doing a great job getting a hand on that ball. Almost had the offensive rebound, Daniel. Knocked out of bound by Lady Bobcat. Another chance for here for Clay County.
Zoe Hayes to inbound. Works into Jenkins. Top of the key. Eliza works left. Gives to Zoe Hayes. She fires a three. Misses it all. Rebound Hallie Buford. Buford's put back no good. Clay County cannot buy a bucket early, Coach.
Yeah, we need to get one to go.
5:15 and ticking. First quarter. Pickett County up 4-9. Low with it, right wing, inside to Reeder. Power dribble in the paint, works against Burchett. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Riley Burchett.
Nice job by Burchett right there on the defense, keeping her hands up, using the body.
Running floater off the glass, no good by Jenkins. Rebound, Buford. Fans want a foul. No whistles blow, though. Buford picks the loose ball up against the Jenkins. Now Hayes out top. They'll reset. Coach Walker sending in a new offensive set to his girls. Jenkins, baseline jumper.
Good.
4-2 now. That's a big shot from
Jenkins.
Yeah,
it was.
Need more of that.
She's been playing really well lately, guys.
Yes.
She's shooting with confidence, playing great defense, rebounding. The seniors really stepping up for this team.
I start to say, playing like a senior, doing well. 4:20 and ticking, first quarter, single possession ball game here. Pickett County 4, Clay County 2. Lady Bobcats with it. Shayla Wood knocks down the jump shot from the free throw line. 6-2. Bobcats in front. Jenkins across the timeline, gets in a trap, passes out of it to Burchett. Now, hey, she fires a long three. Knocks it down. We've got a one-point game. 6-5. Pickett County with the advantage. Aminette with it, left wing, gives back to Wood out top. Wood been defended by Buford. And they reset offensively to Pickett County. Low with it back out top. Works to the right, uses the Reeder screen, gets to the elbow, backs out again, kicks to Aminette. She fires a three from left wing, no good. Ball goes out of bounds.
Coach Sims, talk about this end. We're seeing the jump trap in the corner, and then they're backing off into some sort of zone. Have you been able to identify it?
I think it's 2-3. And really sagging in there, trying to take Bradley out of the game.
Bella Ashlock does check in. First time she's seen action in over a month here for the Lady Dogs. Ashlock with it, kicks to Buford, back to Ashlock. Now passes down low to Burchett. Great ball moving in the bucket. A good assist from Bella Ashlock. And, Coach, we looked completely different in that possession.
Yeah, that just shows you how much we miss her.
Ashlock, an outstanding young player, only a sophomore. Hopefully, she will be able to get right back in things. Ashlock pulling down a rebound on the defensive end after Wood misses the jump shot. So, immediately, Bella Ashlock's presence being felt on the court. They get it to her high post. Now, push it down low. Bradley fouled. She's going to go to the line. The shot was no good. But she will have two looks coming.
That's the first contact we've seen on an inside shot, guys. The referee's really letting them play so far.
I thought they could have called a foul that first time Bradley got the ball in there, but they just let it go.
You're right about Ashlock. Immediate impact. That's two assists
on the
foul line.
Rebound.
Just her knowledge of the game really helped.
Burchett misses the first of her two free throws. She's a 74% shooter on the season from that mark. Has hit 59 of 80 coming into tonight's contest. Connects on the second one. Clay County up by 2. 8-6. 2:50 mark, first quarter. Pickett County back with the basketball. Aminette out top. Swings to low at right wing. She's working against Abby Head. Back to Abby Aminette. Back to low. Reeder steps outside and takes it. Gives back to Wood. Wood drives the right side lane. Her shot blocked by Bella Ashlock. Ashlock comes up with a loose ball. Passes ahead. Her pass stolen, though. Tried to do just a little too much right there, perhaps. But a great defensive play by Ashlock. Pickett County quickly back the other way with the ball. A three-pointer up, no good. And on the rebound opportunity, a foul called against Ashlock, I believe. Ashlock picks up her first personal of the contest. Fay County's second team foul. Pickett County did mount from their own baseline. Shayla Wood with it. Works against Burchett at right wing. Passes across to Keasley.
That's two on her.
The reader and whistles blow. Coach, I missed it. What happened?
They got Brady for a reach.
That's two.
Yeah.
Two personals on Burchett. Izzy Hale checks in for her. Bradley going to have to go to the bench. Probably will set the remaining 2 minutes and 12 seconds of this first quarter. Possibly more. Pretty early to have two personals.
Yeah, it is.
Pickett County on the inbound. It was not a shooting foul. Reader with it out, Tom. Works into the corner to Keesland. She passes inside to Wood. Pass stolen to Zoe Hayes. Hayes with an outlet pass to Buford. Halley across the timeline. Back to Zoe. Fay County leading in this one by 2, 8-6. Ashlock with it. Now Izzy Hale. She drives inside. Running floater off the glass. No good. Ashlock rebound. Bella's putback going to be blocked by Reader. A clean play. And the Lady Wildcats come the other way. Get away with a
crowd. Come on, Ruff. Go
on. This is the shot. It's rebounded by Lowell when she steps out of bounds. Both of these fan bases just waiting to attack the officials anytime a call doesn't go their way. We've got a good veteran officiating crew here tonight. A lot of years of experience between the three of them.
Full court pressure here from Pickett County. The senior Hayes easily beats it, Daniel.
Hale with it now. Three-point attempt, right corner. Misses that one. Maddie Hayes comes to the scorer's table to check in.
During that sequence, I saw Bella Ashlock go to the bench, guys. She needed a breather after taking a couple pretty hard licks on the floor.
Yeah. I don't think she can probably hold out to play more than 2-3 minutes at a time, you know, after being out for so long. And then her weakness of her legs, too.
Minute 15 mark, first quarter, Clay County 8, Pickett County 6. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Keesland right wing inside to Aminette. She's under pressure. Kicks it back out to Reader. She fires a three top of the key. No good. Lots of contact on the rebound. Now Aminette comes down with it. Taken away, though, by Madison Hayes. Madison kicks over to her senior teammate, Zoe Hayes. Zoe across the timeline. On the floor for Clay County, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, Madison Hayes, and Hallie Buford. Jenkins out top. Now drives the left side of the lane. Kicks it outside to Abby Head. Head backs out. Resets the offense. Down to 35 seconds and ticking here. Clay County could play for the last shot. They do lead 8-6. Coach, first quarter thoughts so far?
Well, we're ahead by two. I mean, we've had chances to score some more, but we're not having any trouble with their pressure. Of course, we're not doing a whole lot other than that little half-court trap lane and hit the middle. You know, you beat that real easy.
Clay County scored the last six of this ball game unanswered, guys. You know, it's been a while since the Lady Bobcats have had a bucket here.
Yep.
Defense, credit the defense of Clay County as Buford tries to put an exclamation mark on the corner.
A jump shot with only seconds remaining. Desperation three-pointer up by Pickett at the buzzer. No good. So with that free throw line distance jump shot, Hallie Buford puts Clay County up by 4 points over Pickett County. Lady Dogs 10, Lady Bobcats 6, and then the one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Second quarter action underway. Pickett County with the basketball to open this second frame. Lowe with it, right wing. Dishes off to Keesa, now back to Lowe.
We've changed to a 2-3 defense. Went from man.
To open this quarter, Clay County playing with Abby Head, Cherokee Upton, Madison Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Eliza Jenkins. Keesman with it. Kicks outside to Reeder. Bounce pass back across to Lowe. She's going to reset. As we mentioned, a very young team for head coach Brent Smith. He plays two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior is his starting five. Wood, inside drive, shot up, no good. Rebound, Hallie Buford. Jenkins going to run the point here. She crosses the timeline. Her and Abby Head will take care of it while Zoe Hayes is on the bench. Madison Hayes, free throw line, back outside to Head. Coach Smith up, pacing the sidelines. Coach Walker up as well. Ball knocked away from Head by Keesland, and it last goes off of Abby's fingertips.
Brent's changed, too. He's went to man now. Went from that 2-3 to man.
10-6, Thomas here. Clay County leading by four.
Yeah, as Coach said, Clay County switching defenses, too. This is the second possession they've been in the zone. 2-3, trying to pack it in on Lowe and Wood and company.
They've not shot, they've not hit from distance yet. Half-Pickett County and Thomas, as you mentioned, been a while since they scored a bucket, period.
They hit 1-3, didn't they?
Have they hit a three?
They hit one.
Yeah.
Keesling
hit
one early.
6:35 mark here is a personal foul's called against Eliza Jenkins, her first personal, Clay County's fourth team foul of this first half. 6:35 mark, second quarter. Clay County up 10-6 as Pidgeon County inbounds. Reeder on the inbound, shot up, no good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Hayes good there in the paint, pulling down the loose board. Gets it out to Eliza Jenkins, and Clay County with an opportunity to extend this four-point lead. Zoe Hayes has checked back in the game. She's got it top of the key. Works back to Eliza Jenkins. Now inside to Madison Hayes. Hands off to Buford.
Nice.
Jump shot. No good. Kept alive and rebounded, though, by Buford. Her foot back, no good.
Good.
And she was fouled. Freshman Callie Reeder called for the personal. Her second personal. Team second foul of the game.
Kind of evens things up there. Burchett with two fouls on the bench. Her counterpart, Reeder, now picking up her second, Daniel. Clay County has scored the last nine straight of this ball game, Daniel, to get control here early.
You forget both of those free throws. And on a 10-0 run, as Thomas just chronicled, 12-6 now the score. Early in this one, though, 6-minute mark, second quarter. Shayla Wood, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Clay County doing a nice job pulling down the rebound.
We are. They're not hitting, and we're getting all the rebounds.
Getting one chance at it. Are the Lady Bobcats each possession? And that's a good way to beat a team right there. Upton with it, right wing, inside to Jenkins. Euro step across the paint. She drags the foot and called for the travel.
Interesting, too, on the defensive end for Pickett County. Brent Smith trying to keep the ball out of Zoe Hayes' hands in the offensive set. We haven't really seen that yet this year.
No.
She's the facilitator of things, kind of runs through her. Timeout has been taken here by Coach Smith. 5:43 mark, second quarter, Clay County 12, Pickett County 6.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, 12-6, Clay County leading, 5:35 mark of this second quarter. A steal here, Hayes takes it away, gets to Jenkins. Eliza going to be fouled. Keesling going to be called for the reach-in foul as she was hustling down the court trying to stop the senior Jenkins. First personal for Ella Kate Keesling. Substitutes here for Clay County. Ashlock coming back into the contest. On the floor right now joining Bella are Hallie Buford, Abby Head, Madison Hayes, and Zoe Hayes. Ashlock inbound, drives the lane, gets to the hoop, does not score, but she is fouled. So Bella going to the free throw line. On the season, she's 2-for-2. Only played in the first couple games of the year, and that was it. Misses the first attempt here. Coach, it's been over 6 weeks.
Well,
she's been
it has.
The action, though.
But, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes she's played, we're just a lot better with her on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot how good she was.
Exactly. She's an outstanding player.
I mean, she's got size, and, you know, she put the ball on the floor and rebound good. I just hope she can stay healthy.
Very similar to her brother Jake, who was such a great player.
Yeah.
He could do a lot of different things.
He could,
things.
Yeah. He could play post most of the time, but he could play point if he needed to.
Ashlock hit the second of her free throws, putting Clay County up 13-6. Pickett County comes down. They miss the shot. Going to see a foul call. Madison Hayes pulled down the rebound. And it's going to be number 24, Kaylee Tompkins, a freshman reserve, picking
now,
up the foul.
Now we're going to see that full court pressure.
You talk about Ashlock's impact. Hayes has made an impact coming into this contest, too. Really doing a good job playing defense and pulling and cleaning the boards for Clay County.
Certainly has. Hallie Buford drives the left side of the lane, misses the shot, but once again she draws a foul and goes to the line. Seeing a lot of these foul calls is the aggressive Clay County guard.
They've done it all here in the first half of this second quarter. I think the fouls was 4-1 us, and now it's 6-4 them.
Yep. Buford at the line.
Yeah, we didn't make these foul shots, though.
Foul was against Shayla Wood, her first personal. As Coach Sims said, 16 fouls now for Piggy County. So the next, we'll put Clay County in the bonus. Buford fixing to release the second. It's away and good. Clay County up 14-6. So an 8-point lead here early, Coach Sims. Pretty good place to be.
That is. Yeah, hopefully they'll keep missing, you know, but they're probably going to start making some eventually. But, you know, we just need to stay under control and get good shots.
Packed house here in Burkestown, Tennessee tonight. Pickett County with the basketball. Their fans looking on, waiting for points. Another missed shot by Keesley. Rebound by Ashlock. Ashlock to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Clay County playing slow here, wanting a good look at it. Jenkins with it out top. Hands off to Abby Head. Head circles into the paint. Slices across the set. And sets back up at the right wing. She passes to Jenkins. Eliza with it. Drives baseline. Cut off by Amanette. Dishes inside to Hayes. Hayes outside to Abby Head. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Pickett County. Clay County going to try it again, Thomas. 4:15 mark, second quarter. 8-point lead, 14-6, Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, Clay County scored the last 12 unanswered of this contest, Daniel. And you see still Keesling denying Zoe Hayes the ball on the defensive end as Hayes is having trouble shaking free.
Madison Hayes now with it outside. Hands off to Abby Head. Clay County in no hurry whatsoever with this 8-point lead. Ashlock inside. Dishes across to Hayes. Hayes' shot blocked.
They'll
be picked back up, though, by Abby Head. Clay County doing a great job tonight coming up with loose basketballs and rebounds.
Yes, they are.
Jenkins with it in the paint. Kicks it back outside. Clay County going to reset. 3:40 and ticking. Abby Head, three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Across to Jenkins. Puts it in.
And the foul.
And Jenkins draws the foul. Eliza going to the line to try to complete the three-point play. What a huge swing.
A great pass there by Bella. I think it's the one that swung it to her.
It was. She pulled down the rebound. Thought she was going to go back up, but found Jenkins.
Yeah, and before that, it was Eliza Jenkins keeping the play
alive.
Yeah,
that was a really good save.
Saving the ball inbounds, and she gets the payoff with the bucket, but can't convert on a three-point play. As looks like Madison Hayes is probably going to pick up a cheap one. No, it's going to go against Hallie Buford.
So Buford picking up the personal. Her first, I believe. A timeout taken by Pickett County. Full timeout this time. Second quarter action, 3:33 left in the first half of play. Clay County 16, Pickett County 6.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Piggy Kenny with the basketball. Three-pointer taken right corner, no good. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. And a couple big storylines early in this one. Clay County great on the defensive boards. Very limiting to Pickett County on their possessions and shots at it. Another huge storyline, the return of Bella Ashlock. She's not played a ton of minutes, but when she's been out there, she has massively affected this contest. She's played great.
She has. Zoe Hayes drives to the basket, Daniel, but can't get it to go. The other story is the Clay County defense. Pickett County hadn't scored in this quarter. I think it was about midway through the first since their last bucket.
Lowe trying to force something inside, misses the shot, but does draw a foul. She'll make it to the free throw line.
Well, another big thing, you know, Bradley's got two. He hadn't had to put her back in. You know, she's set this whole quarter.
Great point.
And we've been able to extend the lead, actually, without her in the game. You know, if they started, you know, taking the lead or making a big run, I'm sure he'd come back with her, but, you know, hopefully we can wait for the third quarter to get her back in the game.
Picked up those two personals early in the first.
But Maddie's doing a really good job on defense, you know, down there controlling the boards and taking that big girl out.
Both of those free throws hit by Emmy Lowe. First points, as Thomas said, that Pickett County's had a long time. 16-8 now the score. Clay County up by 8. Make it up by 10. Abby Head quickly comes the other way. Knocks down a 10-foot floater. 2.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Aminette with the ball for Pickett. Right wing. Works it to Lowe now in the right corner. She works against Abby Head. Kicks it back out top. They swing around to Wood. Wood back to Lowe. Lowe fires a long two. And it is good.
He's fighting it now.
That's a good-looking, clean shot.
Yeah.
You know this Pickett County Lady Bobcat team can score points.
Yeah.
Three-pointer taken and missed by Hayes. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County. So Pickett County with the ball here. 2:05 mark, second quarter. Clay County 18, Pickett County 10. Raucous environment here tonight. Another big boys game coming up after this one, of course. Low with it out, Tom. The freshman hands off to sophomore teammate Allie Aminette. She's going to run the point here for head coach Brent Smith. Minute 45 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County still playing zone. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebounded by Zoe Hayes. Hayes passes ahead. That pass stolen.
Aminette with
that 1-1 between Hayes and Aminette in a block call. Called against Zoe Hayes. The crowd erupts. Half of them booing, half of them cheering. Aminette hits the shot, draws the foul, making it to the line to try to get the three-point play. 18-12 now, the score. Zashlock checks back in. Cherokee Upton checks out.
Good job by the senior Hayes right there. She just started falling a little early on that one, Daniel.
Yeah.
Or she had the charge call. It was a good call by the ref on there as Aminette misses the free throw.
Rebounded by Madison Hayes. Madison hands off to Zoe. Zoe across the timeline. 1:25 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County 18, Pickett County 12. Lowe knocks it out of Abby Head's hands. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to reset. Crowd starting to get involved in this one now, Coach. Pickett County was so quiet for so long.
They didn't have a whole lot to cheer about there for about two quarters, quarter and a half.
On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Zoe Hayes, Bella Ashlock, Abby Head, and Madison Hayes. Ashlock with it, free throw line, back outside to Hayes, top of the key. Now Buford, right wing, she works inside all the way to the hoop. Lay up, no good. She does draw the foul, though, going to go to the line to shoot two. Just a great job of driving to the basket.
That is. She continues to impress me. I mean, I think she's going to be a great, great player before she's done.
Buford at the line, shooting two. First one's good. 19-12 the lead. For the score, 7 points the lead for Clay County. Buford, a 74% free throw shooter. It hit 40 of 54 coming into tonight. Burgett is continuing to sit here during this first half with those two personal fouls.
And that was the third foul picked up by Reader.
Got the ball.
Daniel, I don't know if you've documented that or not, but you know, that's what you get when you drive the lane. You pick up fouls on these Pickett County post players.
Coach Bradley back in.
Hallie Buford's doing a great job, and as Coach said, Bradley Burchett returns with her two fouls a minute to go here in the first half.
Madison Hayes checks out as Burchett checks in. Clay County on the inbound. After Buford had missed that second free throw, the rebound was mishandled by Pickett, and Clay County gets another opportunity. Burchett inside, shot up, no good, rebound, Ashlock. Ashlock has her pass taken away by Kiesling. Kiesling comes over the way, and she's going to be fouled by Abby Head. No, they didn't give it to Head. Buford. Hallie's second personal. 18 foul for Clay County. Pickett County also with 18 foul. And we have Kiesling at the line shooting the front end of two shots. Misses it.
Well, I guess Matt knows what he's doing, but I'd hate to sit Bradley for 7 minutes and then her pick up her third foul in the last minute here.
Kiesling at line for the second.
That's a coach's choice.
No good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Clay County back with possession. 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Lady Dogs do lead 19-12. Foul called against Shayla Wood. She came out and had the body contact against Hayes. So Zoe Hayes marches to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. And Coach Walker going to pull.
Yeah, he's getting her out now.
Merge it back out.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah, you've been putting her in on the offensive possessions, I think. You see Coach Walker do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Rotate players in and out.
But they'll end up having some defense sometimes. More likely.
Hayes hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Puts Clay County up by 8 points, which is a lot in this low-scoring game. 20-12 right now the score. Zoe misses the second free throw. Rebound by Lowe for Pickett County. Lowe across the timeline. 35 seconds left in the first half of play. She drives the lane, running floater, no good, but a touch foul call.
All we can do is foul now.
Consistent on both ends. Both teams picking up a lot of these fouls.
Yeah.
Upton picks up the personal. Her first of the contest. 19 foul for Clay County. Emmy Lowe knocks down the front end, earns the right to shoot the second, and draws Pickett County back within 7, 20-13.
You can see that Lowe's kind of the facilitator for this Lady Bobcat team, Daniel. She handles it well. She'll pull up at the free throw line, and she's good from the charity trap, too.
Better knock them off this year because they're just going to improve. Two sophomores and two freshmen starting on this squad. And the lone senior, Shayla Wood, steals it away. Here she goes up to the hoop. And a charge called against Shayla Wood. Her third personal.
Good.
So Clay County taking back over after the offensive foul call. You can hear the Clay County fans applauding that call and silence out of the Pickett County faithful.
Great job again by the senior Eliza Jenkins standing her ground and taking that charge right there, Daniel.
23 seconds here in the second quarter as Clay County inbounds. Buford with it, gives to Jenkins. Eliza pushes ahead. Back to Buford. Ball knocked out of bounds by Wood.
Yeah, we need to beat this. We ain't handling this press very good.
Zoe Hayes getting a breather here. She's coming back in, Daniel, to kind of help with this full court pressure for Clay County.
16.9 seconds on the clock. Coach Smith still getting an explanation for that offensive foul that was called against his senior, Shayla Wood. 15 seconds and ticking. Hayes with it. Works across the timeline. Defended by Kiesling, down to 8 seconds. Zoe still with it. She may be playing for the last shot herself. Down to 4. Kicks off the head. 3 seconds. Now 2. Now 1. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. It's been a good one here in Burgetown. We expected it to be so. Clay County 20. Pickett County 14. At the end of the first half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number. 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birchtown for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Piggott County 20-14 here at intermission. And it's been a low-scoring ball game so far, as Clay County led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored Piggott County just 10-8 in the second stanza to claim this six-point halftime lead. Piggott County kind of weathered the Lady Bulldogs storm as they scored 14 unanswered to finish off the first quarter and halfway through the second stanza to go up by 10, 16-6, and then Piggott County fought back to cut it to a half a dozen here at halftime. For Piggott County, Shayla Wood has two. Ella Kate Kiesling has 3 points. Callie Reeder, one. Allie Aminette, two. And Amy Lowe leading the way with 6 points, all in the second quarter. Riley Burchett set most of the second quarter and some of the first with two fouls, has 3 points here at halftime. Eliza Jenkins, four for Clay County. Zoe Hayes, four. Abby Head, two. Bella Ashlock, who made her return to the lineup for a period of time here for Clay County, has 1 point. And the Lady Dogs are being led by the sophomore, Hallie Buford, with six. Again, Clay County leads 20-14 here at halftime in Birchtown. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to Byrdstown, Tennessee, Pickett County High School. It's the Lady Bulldogs leading by 6, 20-14 at halftime. Me and Coach Sims going to go ahead and do the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. This past Friday saw Clay County beat Clark Range 49-36. Pickett County beat Gordonsville 80-59. And Redbone Springs outside of district play beating Monterey 62-41. Coach Sims picked the game last time. He chose White County over Upperman, and he was correct. A tight one. White County winners 45-41. So Coach Sims a perfect 9-0 on the season in his picking. Tonight's action: 13-3 Clay County here at 16-3 Pickett County. 15-5 Redbone Springs is hosting 6-14 Gordonsville. 15-6 Clark Range is idle tonight, and in fact, head coach Jamal Rogers here at Pickett County High School scouting these two games. And two non-district games I'm going to let Coach Sims pick. We've got Jim Brown and his 3-13 Jackson County Lady Blue Devils on the road tonight at 5-16 Monterey. So two struggling teams there, Coach. Who do you like to win?
I'm going to go with Monterey. Playing at home, that's probably the biggest thing. I haven't seen them play this year, but I know Jackson County struggled. You know, they've only won three games. And
another one coming out of District 6, I guess it is, a potential sub-state matchup for this Clay County Lady Dogs team if we get to that point. We've got 11-5 Van Buren County traveling down the valley to 13-7 Whipple.
Okay, I'll go with Whipple on that one. I think they beat them earlier. And
I've not looked at that sister region, so to speak, but those are probably the top two girl teams.
Yeah, South Pitt and Richard Hardy and whoever, Lookout Valley or somebody. I don't think any of them's very good, but
nobody,
I didn't know it.
Impressive.
No, I didn't know it. Somebody told me that Van Buren's second best player blew a knee out before the season started, so I'd say that's affected them quite a bit.
No doubt it's affected them.
Yeah, like I said, they're 11-5, but I mean, they could beat Whipple, but I think Whipple beat them pretty good the first time they played, but you know, we'll see.
And once again, picking the home team, so pretty safe there.
Yeah.
Current District 7A standings, Pickett County 5-0 in the district. Clay County sitting in second place at 4-1, trying to tie that up tonight. Third place, Clark Range, 3-3 in the district. Fourth place, Redbone Springs, with a 2-4 District 7A record. And fifth place, Gordonsville, 0-6. Girls 7A update. It's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They give bugs nightmares. Thomas? Good first half. What do you expect in the second?
Yeah, it has been. We were talking about it in the break there, though. Clay County really didn't take advantage of that Piggott County drought. Only a 6-point lead here at the break, Coach. But I attribute that a lot to Briley Burchett being on the bench for the offensive ends for Clay County.
Team switch ends to the floor. Clay County shooting at the hoop to the right during this second half of play. Piggott County, you work at the hoop at our left. And the first foul comes early here, Coach.
Yeah, it does.
I was kind of hoping that would slow down.
Yeah, if they get the rebound, we just need to go down the floor.
Foul was called against Eliza Jenkins. Eliza's second personal of the contest. First team foul of the second half for Clay County. Piggott County with the basketball.
Okay, we've come out, man.
Andy Lowe out top. Drives the left side of the lane. Banks it in off the glass. Good for two. 20-16. We've got a 4-point game here. Clay County working against the pressure. They get across the timeline. Burchett with it. Top of the key. She drives the left side of the lane. Power moving the paint. She's knocked to the floor. No whistles blow. Loses the ball. It's picked up by Piggott County. Allie Aminette comes the other way. Her layup no good. Rebounded by Zoe Hayes.
Good defense by Zoe right there. Got a hand on that attempt by Aminette.
Clay County, the third-ranked team in the AP poll. Piggott County, the second-ranked team in the girls' side. Clay County with it. Burchett inside. Spin. Power move. Shot off the glass. No good. And I think a third personal going to be called against Bradley Burchett on the rebound attempt. Burchett just going to have to play with these three right now, I guess.
Hey.
Fortunately, Madison Hayes has played very well tonight.
Yeah.
Coming in for.
We need her scoring, though. Maddie didn't score any, but she played good. But don't think she took a shot, but we need Maddie scoring.
Piggott County with it. Low three-pointer. Right wing. Good. Timeout taken by Clay County. The Lady Bobcats and their head coach, Brent Smith, come out red hot to open up this third quarter. We've got a 1-point game. Clay County 20, Piggott County 19, 6:31 mark, third quarter.
Signs.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Piggott County has rallied to a 1-point deficit here, Daniel. It's 20-19, and Emmy Lowe scored the first five of this second half for Piggott County. She's the first player in double figures. She's got 11.
And a freshman, outstanding young player for Piggott County. Clay County with the basketball, trying to hang on to this lead. 20-19, the score right now. Burchett with it. Left wing, she plays with three personal fouls. Bradley under pressure, almost has it taken away. On the floor, timeout taken by Coach Walker. We're going to stay on air and do the Subway Trivia Challenge question brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail, a Horizon Sports Network sticker. Is the sub certificate go with the girls tonight? It does, Thomas says. So this is for a sticker and a sub certificate at the Salina Subway location. If you think you know the answer, please text it to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Here's the question. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, Lady Dog, set a single game scoring record of 32 points against Piggott County in 1989? One more time. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, Lady Dog, set a single game scoring record of 32 points against Piggott County in 1989? Still stands today as far as a single game leader in scoring against Piggott County. If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Back to action here, Thomas, coming out of that timeout. What happened on the Clay County end?
Well, they isolated Bella Ashlock in the post. They got it to her down there, and she got tied up. Jump ball possession to Piggott County.
Lady Bobcats with it. Low left wing, Sam Daniels already with the correct answer. He is a wizard when it comes to Lady Bulldog and Bulldog history. Trisha Fox Strong, he says, is the answer, and he's 100% right. 32 points for Coach Sims' first star that he had as a coach over here in Salina. And she had a lot of records in her time as Piggott County adds two more. So congratulations to Sam for the second time this year. He wins the certificate and the sticker, maybe the third time this year. That brought to you, of course, by Salina Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Bay County trailing by one now after Piggott County comes down and adds a running floater. So 21-20, Piggott County in front. Thomas, who was it that had the bucket?
Who else? Emmy Lowe, Daniel. She scored the first seven of this half. Clay County hadn't found the bucket yet.
Ashlop going to be fouled. Bella drove from left side inside and draws the foul. She's going to foul was on the floor, so Zoe Hayes inbound. Coach, you probably remember that game in 89 when Trisha had 32.
Yeah, it was an overtime game that we lost. That's, I just remember Trisha scoring a bunch and us getting beaten overtime up here. Hard loss.
Ashlop, three-pointer, left wing, no good. 4:54 mark of this third quarter. One-point game, 21-20. Clay County going to inbound again after the inbound pass was denied a moment ago. Hayes works it in safely. Eliza Jenkins gives it back to Zoe Hayes. Zoe out top right now, working against Keesland. Dishes off to Ashonk. She fires a three. No good. Rebound low for Piggott County. She's had a great third quarter so far. Passes ahead to Allie Amanette. Her three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound this time, Zoe Hayes.
Clay County just having a hard time finding an offensive identity with Riley Burchett on the bench. They're trying to go through Ashlock here. Let's see if Hallie Buford can get something going. She did a good job driving the paint in the first quarter.
We haven't scored.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 4:15 mark here, and Clay County still at their halftime score up 20 points. Buford on the inside under a lot of pressure. No foul call, though. Now whistles blow, and they say it's a jump ball. Very questionable.
Yeah, they could. Looks like call a foul on that.
Should have.
Looks like two of them was.
Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So once again, we'll see Hayes inbound from her own baseline. On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Zoe Hayes, Bella Ashenaw, Hallie Buford, and Eliza Jenkins. Passes worked in to Abby Head out top. She's had a quiet night offensively tonight. Jenkins fires a long three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Keesland for Piggott County. She works to Tompkins. Now Amanette, top of the key. Fires a spot three-pointer, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella hands off to Hayes. Hayes ahead to Jenkins. Eliza with it in the front court. Gives it back up to Hayes. The point guard resets the offense. Coach Walker calls the play. It's taken away by Tompkins. Taken back away by Jenkins. Eliza in trouble. Works it out to Buford. Buford in the paint. Dishes off to Ashlock, and the ball's kicked. Burgett on the bench with those three personals. Hayes to inbound after the kick. Works into Ashlock. Bella called for the travel.
Hard time getting anything going.
So Coach Watts, I mean, I know we've not scored. And it's just simply saying, well, we hadn't hit a shot. But what has caused Clay County to get into this funk?
I don't. Their pressure a lot more out on the floor. Nobody can take advantage of one-on-one inside.
Piggott County with the ball now on the offensive end. Lowe with it outside. Hands off to Reeder. Reeder back to Lowe. Brent Smith, one of the more tenured coaches around in his 27th season overall. Just an outstanding coach. You talked it in pregame, Coach. He does so many things. And it's hard to out-coach him, isn't it?
It is. He's really good.
Lowe adds two more from the left elbow. And freshman Emmy Lowe cementing herself as a star tonight, Thomas.
Yes, she is. She's up to 15, Daniel, with that bucket. Only had six in the first half, so playing really well here for Piggott County and giving them this three-point lead here with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. And Clay County, again, just out of sync on the offensive end, kind of forcing things. But the senior, Zoe Hayes, buries a three from the top of the key.
And just like that, it goes from 20 to 23 to knot it up, 23 all. Foul calling on the floor. Abby Head called for the regen.
I didn't see that. Well, it's a big shot. Zoe knocked down, though.
Yes, it was. Just to break that scoring draft.
Yeah, got us off the snide.
Head picks up what is her first personal of the contest. So she's got a lot of those to burn. Travel call now. Tompkins had the basketball. Freshman Taylor Tompkins for Pickett County took the extra step. Senior Cherokee Upton checking back in. Junior Abby Head getting a breather.
Good defensive play by Ashlock right there to force the turnover, Daniel, and the travel. Again, Brent Smith sticking with the full court pressure. This time, Clay County easily gets it across.
Jenkins with it in the front court. Passes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock spins it. Nice shot up. Man. No good. Buford with the rebound. Her putback blocked by Reeder. Ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
Clay County maintains possession.
Most misses, that comes from not playing in 6 weeks. If she's practiced and everything, she'd be making them.
No doubt she would. It's just amazing to me the way she's been able to come in. She has practiced for the last 2 weeks, I understand. But still, that's not like getting out here and varsity action. Just amazing that she can sit out so long and come back, Campbell Ashok, and play so well. She has been in the contest most of this third quarter, I think.
Yeah, she's played more minutes than I thought she would.
Jenkins the inbound. Works into Upton. Cherokee with it. Minute 45 left in the third. Jenkins dishes across the paint to Ashlock. Now Buford, free throw line. She spins in the paint. Left hand.
Good. Big shot.
What a contact. No whistles blow, but Buford does get the bucket. Clay County back in front. 25-23. And now foul is called on the other end. Amy Lowe fouled in the lane. She's going to go to the line to shoot two. Zoe Hayes picks up her third personal.
Thought they called it on Bella.
Yeah, I thought he called it on Bella, too. They do have on the scoreboard Hayes with three. Low at the line. She's got the hot hand. Hits the front end of her two free throws. Second one coming. It's away. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella passes off to Eliza Jenkins, and immediately the reach-in foul call against Demi Lowe. That is her first personal. I thought so. Wanted to confirm that. I didn't have her with any. So she's played a clean game top of playing good. Burgett back in the contest on the floor for Clay County. Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, and Bradley Burgett. Burgett with it. Left block.
Get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
Did not go in. Mount Stram fell off. Got her on rebound. Oh, Brian Hill. Big bucket for the junior. Putting Clay County back in front by three, 27-24. Minute 10 and ticking, third quarter. Pickett County with the basketball. Low three-pointer out top, knocks it down. And she didn't have a lot of separation. She was defending.
Yeah.
1 minute left in the third. Buford with it to Jenkins across the timeline. Jenkins to Burchett, three-pointer left wing.
Yeah!
Riley Burchett knocking down the three-pointer from the left corner. Putting Clay County back in front, 30-27. Keesland three-pointer. Pickett County no good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Burchett. Burchett to Hayes. Hayes across the timeline to Jenkins. Eliza with it. Left block. Dishes off to Burchett. Now the assist by Jenkins. Burchett finishes it off. What a run. 32-27. Clay County in front by five. 25 seconds ticking here at the end of the third. And after being scoreless for over half the third, Coach, we've exploded.
Yeah.
15 seconds and ticking. Pickett County with the basketball. Low with it out top. Trying to chew time. Down to 10 seconds. Down to 5 seconds. Low going to keep it. Drives baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza. Desperation 3 at the buzzer. No good. Third quarter ends with an exclamation mark. Clay County with a strong run to take a 5-point lead. 32-27 at the end of 3.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County leads 32-27, and it's thanks to Briley Burchett, Daniel. She scored the last seven for Clay County. She's got 10 to lead the way for the Lady Dogs. But it's about Emmy Lowe for Pickett County. 13 points in the third quarter. She's got 19.
Reeder opens up hot for Pickett County. The freshman post player knocking down a three-pointer from the right corner. It's 32-32. Clay County up by two. Burchett with it. Across the timeline. Shot from left block. No good. They say she was fouled by Reeder. Obviously, Reeder disagrees with the call, but that's the call nonetheless. That's her fourth personal. Coach Smith not with a real deep bench. He's played six tonight, and I think that's it. His original five starters plus one reserve. Burchett in the line misses the front end of her two free throws. We have not shot tremendously well from the charity stripe tonight.
No, 7 for 13 in the first half was Clay County. That's the first attempt of the second half as Burchett makes the second.
Fourth quarter action, 7:25 and ticking. Clay County up by 3, 33-30. Ticket with the ball. Low. Left wing. Defended by Buford. Beecher to the hoop. Shot up. No good. Good defense by Buford. Stand with a hand in the face. Rebound, though, by Shayla Wood. Her putback no good. They're going to call a foul. And I think Zoe Hayes has just picked up her fourth personal. So each team now with players with four fouls. And there'll be more joining them as we go down the stretch here. Shayla Wood misses the first of her two free throws as Bella Ashot comes back to the scores table to check in. Coach Walker wasn't content to keep her out very long.
And Hayes going to the bench with those four fouls, Daniel. Ashot coming in, kind of that extra ball handler also besides the offensive threat. Well, the all-around threat she brings to the game.
Absolutely. Second free throw was good by Wood, making it a two-point game. Clay County in front, 33-31. Bradley Burchett with it, left wing, gives to Buford, who's in the corner. Now back out top to Abby Head. Burchett at high post, Ashnock at low post. They give to Burchett, now back to Head. Reach in foul, called against Lowe. Lowe frustrated with it. She thought she had a clean swipe at the ball. Only the second personal foul, though, against Emmy Lowe. Abby Head to inbound from the Clay County baseline. Works it into Jenkins out top. Eliza with it. Works against Daddy Amonette. Goes inside to Burchett. She dishes across the paint to Ashlock, and it's stolen away by Pickett County. Burchett tries to take it back. Can't do so. Here come Lady Bobcats. And it's Kingsley, the sophomore, adding the layup. 1 point. No. We're tied up. 33-33. Another steal on the inbound. Pickett County with it. And a foul call against Bella Ashlock. It's the Pickett County student section erupts across the way, applauding what they're seeing. 6.5 minute mark, fourth quarter. Coach Sims tied up at 33.
Yeah, we need to paddle the ball a little cleaner.
Pickett County on the inbound. Low with it out top. Works across to Amonette. Now back to Low. Reeder working inside, trying to post up against Burchett. She can't do it. Ball stays on the perimeter. Wood with it now out top. Inside finally to Reeder. She spins in the paint. Shot's good. Burchett playing with those three personal fouls. Couldn't be too aggressive. Played her straight up. And the freshman Reeder adds the bucket to put Pickett County in front by two. Buford into the paint. Her shot good. Tied back up.
That's a great move.
Pickett County quickly the other way. Keesling with it in the paint. She's under pressure. Pass stolen away by Clay County. Buford comes up with it against the Jenkins. Jenkins into the front court. She slows it down. Lets her teammates catch up. things turn it into a fever pitch here in Birdstown. 5:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Burchett inside, shot good. Up and good. Under a lot of contact, too.
Yeah. But she can score. I mean, that situation
Clay
is Kennedy better
than in front. 37-35. 5 minutes left. Number two and number three teams in the state doing battle here. Three-pointer, Keesland misses everything. Rebound Ashloff, ahead to Burchett, ahead to Buford. Buford in the paint, dishes to Jenkins. Jenkins now has it taken away.
Wood
comes the other direction. The senior into the paint, and the foul going to be called.
These possessions are too critical to go down there and make mistakes. I mean, you want to score in transition, but, man, you got to be smart.
Shayla Wood at the line to shoot two. Foul was against Ashlock, who now has three personals. Wood's good on the free throw, so Clay County does lead, but only by 1 point, 37-36. Another free throw fixing to be released by Wood. It's away. Good. We're tied back up at 37. 4:45 and ticking, fourth quarter. Burgett with it. Passes ahead to Buford. Buford in the paint to the hoop. Shots up. Good. What a move off the glass.
Man.
Lady Dogs back up by two. 39-37. Coach Smith up. Coach Walker up. Both fan bases up. Reeder, three-pointer, left corner. No good. Rebound, Buford. Ahead to Ashlock. Bella across the timeline. Dishes off to Head. She fires a three in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound Pickett County. Had a good look at it.
Yeah, got it back.
Taken back away by Head. Now Buford back to Abby Head. Shot.
Yeah.
Good. Assist by Bradley Burchett. Timeout taken by Pickett County. And the Lady Bulldogs lead by four. 41-37, halfway through this fourth quarter. We'll be right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
A little over 4 minutes left in this one. Clay County leads by four, 41-37. And it's been the play of Riley Burchett and Hallie Buford for the Lady Dogs. They've given them this lead. Burchett has 13, Buford up to 12.
Pickett County with the basketball. Clay County with a four-point lead. Low with it, right wing. Dishes inside the Wood. Her shot's up off the glass. No good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett has to Zoe Hayes. And Clay County an opportunity to extend on this lead. They slow it down. Hayes out top. On the floor for Clay County. Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Riley Burchett, and Abby Head. The original five starters. Head, three-pointer left wing. No good. Got her on rebound, though, and has it taken away. Good hustle by Head. Just couldn't hang over the long rebound. Wood, the other way. Lay up, no good. Rebound, Abernett. Put back. Good. 2 points now, the difference. Clay County leads, 41-39. Foul call against Sally Abernett. That's the 15th foul against Pickett. Clay County has seven. Ashlock checks back in. Jenkins going to check out momentarily. 3:09 mark, fourth quarter.
See Keesling back to denying Zoe Hayes, the point guard for Clay County, the ball right here. Going to make Head handle it.
Hayes with it. Gives to Ashlock. Now Head, right wing. Inside to Burchett. Baseline entry pass. Back outside. Pass stolen. Burchett tried to kick it back out to Abby Head. Aminette took it away. Hands off to Lowe. Lowe into the front court. Pulls up. Gives to Aminette. Now back to Lowe. 2:45 and ticking. Coach Smith sends his instructions in. Clay County up by two. 41-39. Inside to Reeder. Jump ball called. Okay. Did I jump ball, Coach?
I think that's what he called.
There was some extra signals there.
Yeah, I thought she stepped out of bounds, but that ain't what he called.
So Pickett County going to inbound. Possession arrow now after this is going to favor Clay County.
That got a start back.
Low works it into Wood. Wood, top of the key, drives the left side of the lane. Shot up, no good rebound, Merchant. Clay County, and a foul call. Shayla Wood called for the personal. And that is the fourth or the fifth?
Look, it's the fifth. She's heading toward the bench.
Fifth personal. Senior Shayla Wood fouls out. So the most experienced player for Pinky County done for the night.
And the next foul, we get to shoot 1-1.
She fouled out in frustration, guys. Riley Burchett, back-to-back trip. She went up strong and pulled the rebound for Clay County. She's playing big here late.
Definitely so. Clay County on the inbound. They have a two-point lead, 41-39. Abby Head wants to extend. It gets to the hoop. Shot's no good, but she is fouled. Abby's going to go to the line. 41-39, Clay up by two. Head with two free throws, trying to extend that lead. 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. First one's away. Good. Three points the lead now. Another free throw coming. It's away. Also good. 4 points. The difference. Clay County 43. Pinky County 39. 2:15 left to settle this one. Low. Inside. Kicks out to Tompkins. Tompkins on the way to the hoop. She scores uncontested. She got lost in translation there. 2 points the difference. Abby Head on the inbound. Full head of steam. Crosses the timeline into the paint. Kicks to Buford. Now Zoe Hayes. Hayes with it out top. Defending McKeeslin. Gives back to Head. Now Buford. Now Ashlock out top. Burchett working inside. Trying to get open. Abby Head fires a three left wing. No, sit down. Coach Sims, what about that?
Well, it went in. That's good.
Clay County up by five. 46-41. And a foul call on the other end. Minute 36 mark, fourth quarter. We've got Lowe going to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Clay County leads by five. Abby Head with a huge three-pointer from the left corner.
Well,
just a money shot.
Big shot from Abby Head. She'd taken a couple earlier, Daniel. Just couldn't get them to fall, but had the confidence to pull the trigger in a big-time moment and drained it.
Lowe hits the first free throw, makes it a four-point game. Hits the second, back to a single possession contest. Clay County 46, Pinky County 43, minute and a half left. Burchett with it, gives to Hayes, Zoe across the timeline, works to the right, back to the left. Pass almost stolen, but a foul call.
They got a foul, she gets to go to the line. She's usually pretty good, maybe she can make a couple.
That's the third personal against Demi Lowe. With Buford at the line, where she's been good tonight, shooting the front end of a 1-1. First one's away.
Yeah.
Good. Earns the right to shoot the second. It puts Clay County up by four, 47-43. Coach Walker has never won in this gym. Trying to do that tonight for the first time in his six-year career. Both of those knocked down by Buford. 5 points to lead for Clay County. Low three-pointer, top of the key. No,
pull
sir.
Pull it.
Strong. Rebound, Burchett.
Yeah, I'd be real deliberate now.
Head with it across the timeline. Circles back out. Gives to Burchett. Minute five and ticking. Pinky County's going to have to come to Clay County. The Lady Dogs, a 5-point, two-possession lead. Burchett, right corner. All of the Clay County fan base coaching on the young ladies each time they make a pass out there, tell them to hold it, hold it. And finally, we do see Pinky County come out and foul. 49.8 seconds on the clock. That's the ninth team foul against Pickett. This will be a 1-1. Next time, it'll be a guaranteed two shots. Burchett at the line to shoot. Clay County up by five, 48-43. Bradley releases.
Oh,
no good. Rebound Reader. 45 seconds left. Gives to Lowe. Coach Smith calls a timeout.
Man.
We're going to play one half. Come back, make sure we don't miss anything. 46 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Clay County 48, Pinky County 43.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Aminette the inbound. Works into Reader. Clock starts. 45 seconds and ticking. Pickett County trails by 5. Clay County 48. Pickett County 43. Aminette in trouble. Abby head all over. A steal. Buford comes up with it. Hallie going to be fouled. And Hallie Buford going to go to the line to potentially put this thing on ice. If she could hit them both, Clay County would have a 7-point lead. Currently, the lead by 5. Now, 33 seconds is a lot of time, but this would be big. First one's away.
Good.
6 points the lead. Second one's away. Good.
Got
7 points the lead now. 50 to 43. Pickett County quickly low into the front court. Works to Aminette. Aminette with it. 25 seconds and ticking. Pickett County's got to try to get something off. Three-pointer. Reader. Top of the key. Too
Bullet.
Strong. Rebound. Ashlock. Barrel with it. Gets to Merchant.
This ball game.
Done, folks.
Ball game.
2 seconds and ticking. And this one's going to be done. Clay County going to win tonight. 50 to 43. They come into Bardstown, do the number 3-ranked Clay County Lady Bulldogs and pull off the win, knocking off head coach Rick Smith in the AP second-ranked Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Final score from here in Bardstown. Lady Dogs 50, Lady Bobcats 43.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud off. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. It's time for the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Coach, we just witnessed Clay County knock off Pickett County by a score of 50-43. And what a game we had in front of us. Clay County went on a run in that first half, but Pickett County kind of weathered the storm and only trailed 20-14 at halftime. And then it was back and forth from there. And Pickett County kind of went cold in the second half. You had Emmy Lowe, the point guard, pretty much scoring all of their points for them in the third quarter. But Clay County maintained. Bobby Burchett in foul trouble early on. She came in late and kind of brought this one home for Clay County. And the sophomore, Hallie Buford, big time for the Lady Dogs.
She played great.
This team came together, I thought, late in this game. Put away this win.
Games like this is where you grow, you know. You know, you're playing a really good team on the road. You know, close game, you know, they tied it. We got down a couple times, and we made plays down the stretch that pulled it out. You know, I think we probably grew more from this game tonight than we have any game all year. I'm just so pleased for the girls and for Matt. I mean, it's a great win.
Yeah, it is a huge win. Hadn't been done since 2013. The Lady Dogs hadn't won up here in Birdstown, and they got the monkey off their back, got it off their back in a big way tonight.
They did. You know, they all played good. Made some mistakes. I mean, every game's going to have mistakes. But, you know, I thought having Bella back, even I don't think she even scored. But just having her on the floor, rebounding, playing a little defense, you know, meant a lot. You know, she probably got quarter and a half, two quarters. You know, played a lot more than I thought she'd be able to. But, and like you said, Hallie played great. Bella, when she finally got to stay on the floor and play some. You know, I don't think if she don't come back and start getting some buckets, we probably don't win a game. You know, she's the one consistent that we have night in and night out. And I really thought, you know, we were fortunate to weather the first half without her pretty much, and then the second half she played well. But the guards did a good job. You know, that's the thing I worry about a lot of times is all the pressure. You know, we didn't turn the ball over a whole lot against their press. You know, we did a couple of times, but, you know, for the most part, we did really well.
Yeah, I thought we did too. And the senior leadership of Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins, I thought they made some big plays in this game. And then Abby had the junior. She didn't have many points tonight either, but she had a big three.
Oh, she had that big three.
And,
you know, we're up two.
You know, this is a true team effort from
it was, And, you know, hopefully we've still got, you know, 7 or 8 games to left in the season. You know, we can, you know, continue to progress and, you know, make a run, you know, when it counts in the postseason.
And the defensive pressure of Clay County, only one Pickett County Lady Bobcat in double figures, and she had a big game. The freshman Emmy Lowe scored 13 in the third quarter, but just finished with 21. She had 19 heading into the fourth quarter. Coach Walker switched a few things up, put Hallie Buford, the length of her on Lowe, slowed her down quite a bit in the fourth. I thought that was a big deal, too.
She does a really good job defensively. I know somebody here a few games ago, he put her on. She shut her down pretty good after she'd had a big first half.
Sailor Wood had 5. Ella Kate Kiesling, 5. Callie Reeder, 6. Allie Amanette, 4, and Kaylee Tompkins, 2 points off the bench. You look down this list, Clay County only yielded 3 three-pointers tonight. So defensively, they did a pretty good job. Sometimes it's not just about how good it's a team shoots it, Coach, but it's the defense that forces
it. And, of course, we played a lot of zone, too. But that just shows you, you know, you can defend the three playing a zone. Some people think, well, somebody's playing a zone, you just shoot.
Right.
Shoot it anytime you want to. Well, that's not the case if you're playing it like it's supposed to be played. You know, it's as hard to get a shot against the zone as is a man, you know, out on the floor.
You're right about it. Bella Ashlock just one free throw tonight, but didn't make an impact on the game. Abby Head finished with 9 points. Zoe Hayes, 7. Eliza Jenkins, 2 big buckets with 4. Riley Burchett didn't play much of this game, but she came on in the second half, scored 10 points, had 13 in the contest, but they're being led by the sophomore Hallie Buford, Coach. 16 points tonight, half of those coming in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and the shots that she made. I mean, beating people off the dribble, using both hands and going around them. I mean, she was doing stuff that you don't see too many high school players doing. You know, just the elite ones. That's why I think, you know, sky's the limit for her. I mean, she's got talent. You know, I said it last year. You know, she didn't get a lot of playing time, but I could see that that kid, you know, she's got talent.
She does, and this entire team does. Huge win for Clay County here in the Lady Dogs. I know it makes you feel good.
Oh, it does.
Jim.
Yeah.
Good to have you with us. We'll see you Friday night.
Okay, thanks.
Carolina. Folks, this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. And you can do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now to do the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent district action this past Friday night saw Clay County beat Clark Grange 76-40 in boys action. Pickett County beat Gordonsville here. All three dominant 75-40.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you went in over them, Coach, as a brave pick of the Tigers. But I didn't think it was a crazy pick, but Pickett County pulled away from them in that one. Also Friday night, Redbone Springs outside of district play lost to Monterey 49-50, a tight loss for the Red Dogs there. Tonight's action, 11-4 Clay County here at 17-3 Pickett County, the number one ranked Bobcats against the number three ranked Bulldogs. 4-17 Redbone Springs tonight hosting 13-8 Gordonsville. 2-19 Clark Range is idle tonight. And Coach, here's a District 8 game. I'm going to let you pick the top two teams in District 8. 12-5 East Robertson making the trip to 10-5 Trousdale County.
You know, I think I'm going to go with East Robertson on that.
That's a tough one.
I think they've been maybe a little more consistent. You know, at times, you know, I may have made a mess on that one too, because at times Trousdale could beat Harlem Globetrotters, I think, but then at times...
That's why it's tough, you know.
They have trouble winning an inter-squad game sometimes.
Kind of depends on which Trailsdale team shows up. Current District 7A standings, two teams tied atop the heap. Not for long, though. Pickett County and Clay County both 5-0 in the district. That's fixing to change. Third place, Gordonsville, 3rd-3 in the district. Fourth place, Redbone Springs at 1-5. And fifth place, Clark Range at 0-6. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. We'll go ahead and wrap this baby up with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does. Kick it off.
Well, my policy tonight, I think the dogs need to head into this one with calm and confidence. You know, a little of that swagger that Coach Edwards talks about. Last time I checked, the dogs are the defending state champions, and I'm pretty sure they also got the best player in Class A on their team. You know, champions know how to handle big games, and big-time players live for games like this, you know. Plus, in my opinion, all the pressure's on the number one-ranked Pickett County Bobcats right here, guys. Clay County just needs to come out and do what they do, don't you, Coach?
Come out, relax, and play ball like they're supposed to, and hope, you know, we get a good ball playing from everybody that walks up between the lines tonight.
Here's the big danger in this one, Coach. We always talk about Clay County having a target on their back. Listen to these stats right here. In the last 26 meetings between these teams, Clay County is 24-2. This is a series that Clay County has absolutely dominated. Four times last year, won them all, swept them. 12 straight wins for Coach Edwards and his team. So, Pickett County really gunning for the Bulldogs. Yeah, hatred.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's something. Of course, this rivalry has been going on, I know, since about 1972 when I started.
Yep.
I mean, they had a tremendous team that year with a fellow named Jerry Kenshin, who was an outstanding player. Of course, we had Walt Weaver. So we had some great battles back in those days, and it ain't lit up a bit.
Been the same, always will be the same. Two proud communities here fixing to get it on. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he has got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Lopp. The Pickett County Bobcats, currently AP ranked number one, for good reason. They're strong. Led by head coach Joseph Eminent in his sixth season here at Pickett County. Their overall record this year, 17 wins to 3 losses, 5-0 in District 7A play, starting for Pickett County. A senior, number 3, Will Eminent. A senior, number 15, Zach Eminent. A senior, number 23, Caleb Lohorn. a senior, number 34, Hunter Wattenbarger, and a sophomore, number 35, Heath Wattenbarger. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards. Of course, the 2021 defending single-A class state champions. Coach Edwards in his 22nd season overall, 489 wins to 195 losses. Their record on this season, 11 wins to 4 losses, 5-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 2, Eli Smith. A senior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is time for basketball in Byrdstown. Coach Edwards meeting Pickett County for the 68th time in his career. So far in 22 seasons, he has 44 wins to 23 losses against them. Has an even 500 record, 10 wins to 10 losses in this particular venue at Byrdstown. It's going to be Lowhorn stepping in the inner circle against Grant Strong to get things started. Clay County wearing black tonight with gold numerals. Pickett County white with black numerals. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left to open the contest. Pickett County the hoop to our right. Strong controls the trip. Gets the Spivey back to Grant. He walks across the timeline. And here we go. Strong inside. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it back out to Spivey. Spivey drives the lane now. Left side. Shot up from left block. Off the glass. No good. Got his own rebound. Dishes back off to Strong. Strong with it on the baseline. Slows things down. Backs it out to behind the arc on left side. Uses Eli Smith screen. Picks up the ball. Works the Arms now in the corner. Defended by Lohorn. Keaton backs him into the paint. Loses his footing. Picks up the ball. Taken away by Pickett. Wattenbarger with it now for the Bobcats. Hands off to Will Aminette. Now it's going to actually be Jacob Aminette, the freshman out here playing tonight, as a three-pointer is now taken by Will. So who did not start? Young Wattenbarger did. Strong front court layup, good.
Good pass, good pass.
So all three Aminette brothers on the floor tonight for their dad, head coach Joseph Aminette. It's the seniors Will and Zach, joined by their freshman brother Jacob. They work inside the Lowhorn in the paint. Outside the Wattenbarger, three-pointer by Hunter Wattenbarger, good. Pickett County in front by one, 3-2 Worthy. Spivey with it, right corner. Drives inside. Jeff going to be fouled.
We're going to have to get out on the shooters.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to come easy in this one. We're going to have to make it all tough. Spivey at the line to shoot here. Jeff on the season, an 85% free throw shooter.
I like Spivey's attitude to start this one, Daniel. Two possessions, two times he's taken to the hole on Pickett County. He's come out with a fire already.
I think he heard it.
Hits both free throws. Putting Clay County up by one.
Back
quarter three.
This summer,
it was Caleb Lowhorn that picked up the first one out.
Right.
Pickett County with it. Zach Aminette gives to Wattenbarger. Now to Jacob Aminette. They swing it back around the wheel. Now baseline to Jacob. Inside to Zach. Shot blocked by Keaton Arms. Jimmy Burchett picks up the loose ball, comes the other way, misses the shot. Strong cleans it up.
Tipped in by Strong. Good follow.
6-10 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County 6, Pickett County 3.
Great defense on the other end right there. Eli Smith starting it. Keaton Arms finishing it off with the block to start that break for Clay County.
Will Aminette with it at the free throw line. Works to Zach. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett going to be fouled. Caleb Lowhorn has picked up two personals. We're going to see young sophomore Heath Wattenbarger check in. Very similar to the Lady Bobcats, you won't see the Bobcats using more than six, maybe seven players tonight. Not a lot of depth on the bench. By 40 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County with the ball. Burchett right wing, tries to go inside. Eli Smith, pass knocked away. Picked up by Spivey. Spivey tries to feed Strong, and Jacob Aminette kicks it. Clay County to try the inbound again.
See, a little pretty good action so far.
It is.
It has been. A little different look out of Pickett County here, too. They're doubling Grant Strong every time he touches it. Hunter Wattenbarger on him one-on-one, Daniel, but as soon as he catches it, you see another guy come, try to force him to give it up.
Strong with it, top of the key, in a trap of the Wattenbarger brothers. Works out of it, loses the ball. Credit the Wattenbargers with good defensive pressure. A turnover, though, a rare mistake out on the floor by Grant Strong. Just lost the handle. 5:20 and ticking, first quarter, 6-3. Clay County up by 3. Hunter Wattenbarger with it, left wing. Eli Smith with the task of guarding Zach Eminent tonight. He'll go with him everywhere on the floor. They do switch off at times, though. Jacob Eminent with it, top of the key, drives the left side of the lane.
Come on,
Eli
guys.
Smith called for a foul. And if that's a foul, Smith's going to be in for a long night. Not a lot of contact. Eli just with his typical suffocating coverage. Inbound play. Zach Eminent, jump shot, free throw line, no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. The junior with it, tries to pass to Strong. Pass knocked away. Grant picks up the loose ball, though. The senior comes across the timeline, uses a Jimmy Burchett screen to work to the right, kicks Eli Smith. Smith calls for the travel. So similar to the girls game in the fact that we're seeing a few maybe nerve mistakes early in this one, and both teams I'm sure will settle in, and we'll see a great contest.
Yeah, you know, it's an unusual game anymore. You're allowed 15 steps in the crowd and a half a step if you're out in the open.
4.5 minutes left, first quarter, Clay County 6, Piggy County 3. Bobcats with the ball, Zach Eminent out top, defended by Jimmy Burchett, hands off the wheel, now to Hunter Wattenbarger. Gives back to Will Eminent, no, it's Zach Eminent. Zach in the paint, tries to pass to Brother Jacob, knocked away by Strong, picked up by Wattenbarger, though. They reset, Spivey guarding Wattenbarger, does a great job with him. Will Eminent, three-pointer, no good, rebound Strong, Strong goes down awkwardly. He has a bit of a tender ankle, looks like, but here he is coming the other way. Kind of looks scary for a moment. Strong appears to be fine, though. Has the ball in his hands out top, getting instructions from Coach Edwards. Strong healthy now. Kind of a scary moment for Bulldog fans there. Arms with it. High post. Backs out behind the arc. Gives off to Eli Smith. Smith called for a travel. And they've got it out for Eli tonight for some odd reason.
Yeah, he caught the ball on the handoff right there and got the whistle before he even dribbled, Daniel. I'm not sure about that call. Both teams just kind of, like you said, out of sync, trying to fill each other out here. As another steal by Jimmy Burchett.
Burchett wins it across the timeline, into the paint. Six-foot jumper.
Good. Nice rolled cut. It right in.
Sure did.
Nice soft touch.
Clay County 8, Pickett County 3, 3:20 mark first quarter. Jacob Eminent with it. Has it taken away by Eli Smith. Smith, though, has it taken back by Zach Eminent. Zach with it. Right elbow. Gives off to the younger Wattenbarger. He kicks outside to his older brother, Hunter. So tough calling it when you got the Wattenbarger brothers joined by the three Eminent brothers.
Just two names, Daniel.
Well, it is. You're going to get a lot of first names tonight for Pickett County. Zach with it. Right wing. Works against Eli. Zach comes out of his shoe. What great. Oh! Zach calls for a stoppage of play, and the official wouldn't give it to him. But a full timeout taken by Joseph Eminent. 2:49 mark, first quarter. Clay County 8, Pickett County 3.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, 2:49 mark, first quarter. 8-3 so far. Clay County leading this one by 5.
Yeah, Daniel, in the low-scoring ball game, you know, under 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter, we played 5 minutes already. Pickett County just 3 points, Clay County 8.
Bobcats with the basketball. Hunter Wattenbarger, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, arms. Keaton with it, gives off to Grant Strong. Grant going to come down the floor, walk across the timeline where Wattenbarger's going to pick him up. Strong clearing everything out. Actually, a bit of a double post set between Smith and Arms. Spinning jump shot in the paint by Strong. Just a little off the mark. Rebounded by Jacob Aminette. The younger Aminette comes down, dishes off to Heath Wattenbarger. And we see a jump ball call between Keaton Arms and Heath Wattenbarger. Let me tell you something. Heath Wattenbarger went for a ride. When you're holding on to something that Keaton Arms has got a hold of, you're going to.
That's not a good idea, Daniel.
No, Arms didn't clearly rip it away from Wattenbarger, but he did pull the big sophomore to the floor. Possession arrow in favor of Pickett. And the Bobcats inbound. Zach Aminette, left wing, gives to Wattenbarger out top, defending by Spivey. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Jacob now, outside.
It's great defense all around by Clay County so far here. Spivey, Eli Smith, the steal by Burchett, strong play in defense, Arms holding down the paint, and Clay County's got another possession right here.
Spivey pulled down the rebound after Zach Aminette missed jump shot. Strong with it, and Zach Aminette called for the foul. I think it was, no, Hunter Wattenbarger picks up the foul. First personal for him, 13 foul for Clay Pickett County. Keaton Arms now, I think, going to be called for a foul. And we'll go back the other way. Clay County had trouble inbounding there. Wattenbarger had better position than Keaton did for the ball, and Keaton got there a little later, so he gets the foul. Pickett County back in possession. Coach Watson, a low scoring affair, 8-3. Clay County in front.
Yeah.
Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Heath Wattenbarger with it. Kicks to Zach Aminette. Now Jacob Aminette. He drives baseline. The freshman back out top to Will. Over to Heath Wattenbarger. Three-pointer out wing. No good. Rebound. Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline. Plays quickly. Into the paint. Out of the elbow. Tried to dish down low to Eli Smith. Pass knocked out of bounds by Will Aminette. One thing of note, in case you don't know, both Aminette brothers, Zach and Will, wearing big full-length knee braces. Zach tore his ACL back in the summer. Will, they tell me, tore his ACL early this preseason and is still playing on a bum knee pretty much.
Yeah.
Two more points. I think it was who was in the paint,
though? Grant Strong, his 6 points of the night. Caught him on the inbounds play. Turned in the corner, Daniel. Put it in.
10-3, Clay County in front by 7, and that feels like a lot in this low-scoring first quarter. 50 seconds left in the opening frame. Number 1 and number 3 teams in the state getting it on here in Byrdstown. Wattenbarger with it inside, defending by Arms. Kicks back out to Jacob Aminette. He drives inside, picks up the dribble, kicks to Will Aminette. Three-pointer right wing, no good. Right now, Keaton Arms. Keaton pulling down a lot of boards tonight.
Yeah, and the Clay County defense just dominating here. Nowhere to go for the Bobcats in the half court, Daniel. We're down under 30 seconds. They got 3 points.
25 and ticking. Strong with it. Just across the timeline. Not being pressured by the defense. Clay County playing for the last shot.
The last possession or two, we've seen Strong go one-on-one. Four down on the baseline. That way there's no screen coming. They can't double team out of it. Good adjustment by Coach Edwards. That's what we're going to see right here.
10 seconds and ticking. Wattenbarger steps out. Picks up Strong. 5 seconds now. Four. Three, long two-pointer by Grant. Oh. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Pickett. Buzzer sounds. First quarter ends. It's Clay County 10, Pickett County 3.
Yeah.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
that experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here in Birdstown, Thomas, an outstanding defensive effort in the first quarter by Clay County.
Well, it's so impressive. I mean, you got Eli Smith tracking Aminette out top. I get them all confused. I'm not sure which one it is. But this entire team in the half court, you can't get a shot off against Clay County, or at least a good one. The way they switch, the way they play in the half court defensively and getting their hands in the passing lanes and denying Pickett County the ball. You see Coach Evers do this again. He's going to one-on-one Grant Strong out on the perimeter here.
Strong
looking for a call right there. Jacob Aminette bodying him up out here, causing him almost to step out of bounds. He had to throw it off of Jacob Aminette.
What a tough task for the freshman, guarding the defending Mr. Basketball Award winner. Clay Kennedy on the inbound again. Jimmy Birch, a 10-foot jump shot.
Yeah, great shot.
Jimmy Burgett, real smooth tonight, and he's so good at those intermediate jump shots.
Yeah,
7:25 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County with a 9-point lead, 12-3. Jacob Aminette, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Grant quickly, coast to coast. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Jake Aminette with the contact. Personal foul called against the freshman of the Aminette trio.
Besides the defense, Arms, Burchett, and others cleaning the boards on the defensive end, Daniel. No second-chance opportunities for Pickett County here.
Very similar to the girls' game. Spivey, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Arms. Arms has it taken away by Zach Aminette. Here Aminette comes the other way, crosses the timeline, wants to get aggressive, has it taken away. Spivey, way out.
Gets the strong dunk coming. Yeah! He throws it down. The Clay County fans are running. And a timeout taken by Jacob Aminette. We're going to go to 14-3. It's all Clay County.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, folks. Pickett County with the ball. Clay County with an 11-point lead. Hunter Waterbugger, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Burchett. Jimmy was it crosses the timeline looking for a teammate, finds Eli Smith baseline. Taken away by Hunter Wattenbarger. Pickett County back the other way. Passes ahead to Jake Aminette. He spins, hands to brother Zach. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Heath Wattenbarger. Pickett County with a second chance. Lowhorn back in the game. He scores. Perhaps Caleb Lowhorn is what Pickett County's been missing. He's been sitting with two personals. He's checked back in and has a bucket.
Yeah, we kind of lost him.
14-5, Clay County leading by 9. 6-minute mark, second quarter, same thing. All four Clay County teammates go back on baseline. Grant Strong out top, one-on-one, gets to the hoop, scores.
You cannot stop Grant Strong one-on-one, Daniel. What a play call.
Give it
by Coach Edwards.
Burchett almost had a steal. Three-pointer, Aminette, no good. Rebound, Spivey. Jeff working hard in the paint. Gives off to Strong. Let's see what Clay County does. Spivey, Arms, Smith, and Burchett all go to the baseline. Strong out top against Wattenbarger. Three-pointer, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound, Heath Wattenbarger. Now Jake Aminette. Now Zach Aminette, right wing. Back to Jacob. A foul called against Eli Smith, and I mean, the lady that caught, she's a good official, you know. I'm not used to seeing that called a foul.
Well, we've seen that on both ends of the floor. You jump to position, body the player up to cut him off. That's what Eli Smith did there. We've seen Aminette do it on this end to Strong. So we'll get a little consistency back here. Just depends on how they want to call it.
Pickett inbound. They work into Zach Hammonette. He's in the paint. He dodges it. Harm swatted it away. It's picked up, though, by Will. He works over to Heath Wadenbarger. Now the brother Hunter. Hunter shut down by Arms, and a foul called. I think they're going to call it against Keaton. He reached for the ball.
Now they're going to get Spivey over the top on the entry pass, Daniel. Anytime you reach over, try to deny that entry pass, you're going to get the call. It's frustrating, but it's what's going to be called every time.
16-5 the score. Hadn't given that in a few moments. Clay County leading by 11. 5-10 and ticking, second quarter. Hunter Wattenberger with it out top off the inbound. Defended by Spivey. Works over to his brother Heath. Now back to Hunter. Clay County fans want a push-off call against Hunter Wattenberger. The whistles do not blow, though. Will Amonette now with it.
Look at this, Daniel. Just straight-up half-court defense. Pickett County can't get a shot off.
Zach Amonette, right block, shot up, no good. Rebound Lowhorn. He loses the handle. Picked back up by Zach. He misses the layup. Rebound Arms. Arms ahead to Grant. Grant across the timeline. Has the right wing. Now penetrates. Now cut off. Now gets to Burgett. Jimmy inside. Back to Keaton. Hands back to Grant Strong. Coach Watson, what's your take so far?
Well, it looks like we've got things going our way. We're playing some good, tough defense, and we're taking our time on offense, looking for the good shot.
Strong with it. Gets to Bailey. Bryce Bailey is checked in, the junior. Hands to Spivey. Long two-pointer by Jeff. In and out, no good. Rebound Heath Wattenberger. Halfway through the second quarter, Clay County leads by 11, 16-5. Pickett County has struggled offensively due to the suffocating defense of the Bulldogs.
And you see Jimmy Burchett on Amonette right now, Daniel, out front. He's scoreless here tonight. Wattenberger has a 3. Caleb Lowerhorn has a 2. That makes up the 5 points for Pickett County.
Zach Amonette, long two-pointer. In and out, no good. He cannot find his mark yet.
Well,
a rebound by Hunter Wattenberger, and a foul going to be called in the paint. It was against Strong, who picks up his first personal. Timeout taken. 3:41 mark, second quarter. Clay County up by 11, 16-5.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Burgetown, where Clay County leads Pickett County 16-5. We're about halfway through this second quarter, Daniel. Grant Strong's into double figures, leading with 10 points.
Turnover by the Bobcats to open up coming out of this timeout. Clay County taking back over. And we see young number 14, Eli Reagan, come to the scores table to check in. Younger brother of John Parker Reagan, senior who graduated last year. Unfortunately, John Parker, of course, with that injury, missed almost the entirety of that senior campaign. Of course, Pickett County advanced to the Final Four of the state tournament before MAHS, who Clay County beat in the state championship game, eliminated them. So, this is... we picked right up here, Thomas, before we left off last year. These teams so familiar with each other. Such of them, such great competitors. And here we've got Clay County leading 11 points here. Make it, still 11. Strong misses the three-pointer. 16-5 at this 3:15 minute mark of the second quarter. Pickett County back with the ball. Jake Amonette, left elbow jump shot, no good. Rebound Strong. Grant across the timeline. Spins out of the defense, into the paint. Spins again. Picks up the dribble. Shoots. Scores. Great ball control. Two more points for Strong.
That was a great move.
It was.
Hey, I'd like to do a quick shout out Yeah. Shout out to Kenny DeLon up in Van Buren County, a longtime Bulldog fan, opponent of ours many, many years ago.
All right.
Hang with us, Kenny. We're having a good one.
2:35 mark of this second quarter, and the clock stops as Thomas, another turnover, the defensive pressure. Clay County forced the errant pass, and they take back over. Pickett County simply can't hold up to this pressure.
They can't, Daniel, and it's coming from the entire team. You see the junior Bryce Bailey in right now, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Jimmy Burchett, and Grant Strong. You know, it doesn't really matter who's on the floor. If you've got a black uniform on, you know how to play defense because of Coach Rob Edwards and the way he sets this team up, and it's really showing here tonight.
I've started to say that is prerequisite number one if you're going to be on that team. Got to bring good defense every night. On the floor for Clay County here, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, and Keaton Arms. Strong with it out top. He's defended by Eli Reagan. Works against Reagan. Gets to the free throw line. Tried to go down low to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy can't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. So a turnover there for Clay County. And Pickett County, Thomas, 5 points. 2:10 and ticking left in this second quarter. We're talking about this entirety of this first half. 5 points for the number one team in the state.
Yeah,
it's just got to keep hanging tough on that defensive end.
Right.
This total defensive domination so far. Clay County not necessarily taking great advantage of it, though. Just 18 points for the Bulldogs here in this first half, too.
They could have taken it there with good defensive play.
That's right, even though they lead by 13.
Here we go, another turnover, Thomas. Pickett County throws another one out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. Minute 50 and ticking, second quarter, 18-5 the score. Grant Strong with it, 10-foot jumper from right side. No good. Rebounded by Reagan. Reagan hands off to Zach Amonette. Zach can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Clay County going to take back over. Joseph Amonette just deleted over on the sideline.
Yeah,
he's not seeing his team play their typical basketball.
No, and another great defensive play this time by Keaton Arms as he sets a down screen for Strong here to get him loose in the paint.
Strong in the paint. Works hard. Shot up. No good. Rebound Lohorn. Lohorn hands off to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger hands off to Zach Amonette. The senior comes across the timeline. Jimmy Burchett picks him up, gives to Heath Wattenbarger. Now to Eli Reagan. He's in the paint. Kicks back out to Amonette. Zach with it. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Strong rebounds. Minute 15 left in this first half. Grant Strong with it. Comes into the paint. Gives to Arms. Arms finishes.
Good pass.
Two
good,
more points. 20
good
to
finish
five.
By Keaton.
15 points the lead for Clay County, and it's a lot, seeing as how Pickett only has five. Wattenbarger with it, gives to his brother Hunter. He's at the free throw line, enters the paint, shot up, no good off the glass, rebound Strong. Grant with it. Going to come across the timeline, 40 seconds left in this second quarter. Coach Edwards has been pleasantly sitting in his chair most of this contest. And that's where he remains right now watching as his team has built a 15-point lead, 20-5, 30 seconds left. And a foul called, Eli Reagan called for the reach-in. 16 foul against Pickett. Neither team in the bonus yet. Jimmy Burchett inbound from in front of the scorer's table.
We'll be on the next one, won't we?
Yep. Works into Strong. Strong steps across the timeline. Uses a Jimmy Burchett screen. 20 seconds now. Gives off to Jimmy. Now the 15 kicks in the quarter. Burchett still with it. 10 seconds. Gives to Strong, right wing. Wants to drive against Reagan. Gets to the corner. Long two-pointer. Good. Just a beautiful baseline shot to finish off this first half of play. And in the half, it's the number one team in the state. The Pickett County Bobcats trailing by 17 points to the Clay County Bulldogs, 22-5, Bulldogs over Bobcats in the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Burgetown. If you're a Clay County fan, you just heard a dominant defensive performance by your team. They lead Piggott County 22-5 here at the break. And what a game so far for the Dogs. They've held Hunter Wartenberger to 1 3-pointer in the first quarter and Caleb Lowhorn to a layup in the second stanza for 5 total points in 16 minutes of play. Clay County scored 10 in the first quarter and 12 in the second to claim this 22-5 lead. Jimmy Burchett has 4 points, Keaton Arms 2, Jeff Spivey 2, and the reigning Class A Mr. Basketball, Grant Strong, has 14 points here at intermission. Clay County led 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, and now 22-5 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live at halftime, about 3 minutes before we start this third quarter. Going to go ahead and do the Subway Boys trivia question for you tonight. We asked the girls earlier, the girls' trivia question was what Lady Dog back in 1989 scored 32 points against Piggott County to set a single-game scoring record that still stands today against Lady Bobcats, and of course that was Tricia Foxstrong. That took care of those honors. Sam Daniels correctly answered that. He won our Subway certificate and our Horizon Sports Network sticker. But we're going to do one more question, this one only for a Horizon Sports Network sticker, but we encourage you to text the answer in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004 if you think you know the answer. So tonight's Boys Subway Trivia Challenge question brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon of Subway is... What Bulldog blocked 8 shots against Piggott County in 2006? What Bulldog blocked 8 shots against Piggott County in 2006? If you think you know the answer to that question, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
Talk about dominating defense.
Yeah.
8 blocks in a game, that's domination.
You know... Everybody keeps blocks maybe a little different as far as stats go and stuff. These are full-blown legitimate blocks. Just a great shot-blocking center back in 06 for the Bulldogs. Coach, if you'll come back on live there, you know, this probably the most anticipated, you're good now, obviously the most anticipated regular season game on the whole schedule. This is one of those, when the schedule comes out, everybody finds Piggott County, they circle it, you know, because this is the one, especially this year. And, honestly right now, I guess from a media standpoint, from a Bulldog fan standpoint, absolutely thrilled with where we're at, but a little bit of a disappointing contest just from the hype that was built up from statewide attention.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of folks that maybe weren't married to either one of these teams tuned in to listen to a great broadcast, and Clay County just been dominant in a low-scoring 22-5 game right now.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's 102 or 2-0. You know, you win.
That's right. So
that's the important thing.
I'm assuming from a coaching perspective, nothing that you would change right now at this point.
I don't think so. not unless we get them to do a little running shooting with us. And I would like that a lot better. But other than that.
Well, the biggest thing, you know, Piggott County hadn't made many shots, but they're not getting any open looks, Daniel. They're getting frustrated because they have to make about 25 passes to get any look whatsoever, and they're just kind of jacking it up at times and not shooting the ball very well, and it's a product of this Clay County defense. You know, the only thing I can think of really, Coach, is, you know, 22 points and a half, that's not really the pace Clay County normally sets, so I like to see them come out.
A lot of folks may think that someone's trying to stall the ball, but now both teams have been playing trying to score, but we've played some heck of defenses against these guys, and this is not a slow-down ball game. It's just a hard-fought defensive game.
That's right. Time for this third quarter action to get back underway. The team switch into the fourth. Clay County will work at the hoop to our right during the second half. Piggott County in the hoop to our left as we set high atop the visiting bleachers here at Piggott County High School. Bobcats with possession of it. With Amanette, left wing, uses a screen from his brother Zach to fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Grant Strong. Grant with it, crosses the timeline, into the paint, all the way to the hoop, loses the handle on the ball, regains it, shoots, misses, goes on rebound. Put back, no good. Arms comes up with the miss on that one, but they call a foul on the second attempt by Strong. So Grant, you can go to the line and shoot two. Strong on the season, shooting a absolute tremendous amount of free throws. Coming into tonight's action, he's hit 125 of 160, good enough for 78%. We do have one guess on the trivia answer as far as what player blocked eight shots back in 2006. It comes from Rob Weir, one of our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. He guesses Chase Stevens, and that's an outstanding guess, but Chase graduated in 2004, so he was 2 years removed, was not on the team at this time. Looks like another one, comment from a listener, not a guess, though, to the trivia. So if you think you know what Bulldog in 2006 blocked eight shots against Piggott County, text that answer into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Hunter Wattenberger gets to the hoop, breaks the drought for Piggott County, 24-7 now the score. Clay County leading, 7 minute mark, third quarter.
Sam Daniels also had that same answer as Rob Weir. Chase Stevens was his guess.
Clay County with the ball. Spivey out top. Free throw line jump shot. Good.
Got it. Got a good bounce.
Sure
good job,
did.
Jeff.
Kind of hit the back of the iron, but had enough touch where it just fell in. Oh, Strong steals another. Throws it out again. Brings the crowd to their feet. Coach, it's only worth two, but it's worth a lot in terms of momentum.
Yes, it does.
A foul called. Eli Smith going to be called his third personal of the contest. 28-7. Clay County leading. 6:32 mark of this third quarter. Piggott County going to inbound from in front of their own bench. Smith has to come out with those personals coming in for him. Going to be Bryce Bailey. Lowhorn with it out top. Defended by Arms. Kicks to Zach Amanette. Three-pointer good. So much like the Piggott County ladies switching ends of the floor has produced points already. Piggott County with 10. That is already exactly what they matched in the entire first half of five.
Yeah, Zach Amanette getting a clean look, Daniel, the first one of the night, and you see what he does with it when he gets one.
Great shooter. No doubt in that. Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong out top. An 18-point lead for the Black and Gold. 28-10 the score. Strong with it. Into the paint. Gets to the round elbow. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Piggott County. Actually, rebound nobody. It was knocked out of bounds by Wattenberger. And Witt Amanetta appears to be hurting pretty bad over here. I hate to see that. Over here in the front row of the bleachers, favoring that right knee that he's already wearing a big brace on. Hate to see the senior struggling with that. He's going to go over to the bench under his own power. Not sure if he'll return, but as we mentioned, both Amanette brothers with knee injuries this offseason. And Thomas, I know we love to go on here because of the rivalry between Clay and Piggott, but the elder Amanette's great players, and hate that they've had to deal with those injuries.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Coach Amanette and Piggott County. You're right, especially his two sons are senior seasons, and you know, great ball players. We've had great careers throughout their time here up in Birdstown. And, yeah, I know this is one where Will Amanette would like to be on the floor.
We do have a correct answer on that Subway trivia question. I'll bring you that in a moment. Bryce Bailey with it. Dishes across the paint to Grant Strong. Strong now under pressure from Wattenberger. And they say Grant stepped on the sideline. So a turnover there. Hunter Wattenberger creating the defensive pressure for Piggott County. It was Amber Strong listening in tonight who got the correct answer of Dustin Rich. Dustin Rich, probably, I don't have the numbers in front of me, probably the Clay County High School all-time shot clock leader. He swatted eight shots that night, and Zach Amanette knocks down another three-pointer. Coach Watson,
yeah,
Piggott County climbing back in it. 28-13, Bryce Bailey, three-pointer. Little Strong up the side, rebound Jimmy Burgett. Burgett with it, kicks outside to Keaton Arms. Back to Bailey. Inside to Strong, who's posted up against Lockmarter. Lohorn comes over. They get him in a trap. Gives to Arms. Keaton jump shot in the paint. In and out, no good. Rebound Hunter Lockmarter. Out. They pass ahead to Zach Abernett. He's going to be fouled by Jimmy Burchett. So Zach going to go to the line to shoot two. So congratulations to Amber Strong. She'll be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker there, which she has done already this year. Amber also becoming pretty savvy at getting these Subway trivia questions correct. We appreciate local Subway owners Greg and Melissa Brandon for sponsoring that. 4:45 mark of this third quarter. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Clay County leading by 15, 28-13. Zach Hammonette free throws when we come back.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here in Birdstown, where the Clay County lead has been cut to 28-13 behind two threes, back-to-back three-pointers by the senior Zach Amonette, and he's at the line, Daniel, trying to make it an 8-0 run for the Bobcats.
He does so, knocks it down. I don't have season averages on Pickett County, but no doubt Amonette, a very high percentage free throw shooter.
Yes.
Both of those are good. 28-15. 13 points the difference. Pickett County, a lot more offense so far in this third quarter. Credit a good coaching change, no doubt, by head coach Joseph Amonette here. Jimmy Burchett, left elbow, jump shot good. He's up to six, maybe more. Clay County, though, with a 15-point lead, 30-15 the score. 4:20 mark of this third quarter.
Burchett with a bucket, Burchett with a defense, forcing the turnover there, Daniel, on Zach Amonette.
I really think that ball was meant for the kid over in the corner instead of the one that knocked that out of bounds.
Think so, too. Burgett walks it across the timeline. On the floor playing with Jimmy, your Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Bryce Bailey, and Keaton Arms. Bailey with it left wing. Now Burgett right, Spivey right corner. Gives to Strong, cutting across the paint. Works it right block. Going to be fouled. Not sure which Bobcat is going to be attributed. Looks like Jacob Amonette, the freshman.
And you see Coach Evers taking Strong into the post against Wattenberger, Daniel, here in the second half.
Second personal against Jacob Amonette. Clay County inbounds. Spivey with it. Drives baseline. They call a charge. Jeff called for the offensive foul. Kind of led with the forearm a little. I like the move, but we have another correct response on that Subway trivia from loyal listener Hannah Bowles. Unfortunately, Hannah, Amber Strong already got it right with Dustin Rich, but you were correct. Hannah Bowles also guessing Dustin Rich. Zach Amonette, three-pointer out wing, no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline into the paint. Got that look in his eye. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Spivey. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Rebound Jacob Amonette. Jacob passes to older brother Zach. Zach with it. He fires a three top of the key. No good. Rebound Wattenberger. Hunter Wattenberger keeps it alive. 30-15. Clay County lead. Wattenberger, three-pointer. No good. Rebound Arms. Loses the handle. Lohorn with it.
There you go. Got it right. He was out of bounds when he touched the ball.
Lohorn stepped out of bounds, as Coach said. Clay County takes back over. So far this quarter, Clay County been outscored 10-8. Is that correct?
That's right, Daniel.
3-10 and ticking. Third quarter, Grant Strong out top. Kicks on. Finishes with our first layup. Great vision.
Roll to move the ball.
To steal. Burchett with it. All the way to the hoop. Scores. And he draws the foul. Jimmy Burchett cutting a lot that out in Burchtown. We've seen it all through his career. In the biggest moments, Jimmy Burchett plays his best ball, and he's doing it tonight.
Yeah, he is, Daniel. That gives him 8 points right there with a bucket. He's got a chance to extend that out to nine here and put Clay County back in control of this one.
Burchett, whether it be football, basketball, such a big-time player, loves the big moments and playing well tonight. At the line trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. He's good on it. 2:57 mark, coach, third quarter. Clay County up by 20, 35-15.
We're maintaining the good defense.
Will Amonette, good to see him back on the floor. He fires a three, blocked by Bryce Bailey. Picked up by Lohorn. He gives to Wattenberger, long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Bailey. The junior playing well tonight off the bench.
Bryce.
Hands off to Strong. Strong across the timeline. Works against Wattenberger. Takes him to the hoop and scores. Went right, went left. Finished in the middle of the lane with a four-foot jumping floater. Piggott County. We see the same move that Jeff Spivey was called for, an offensive foul. Zach Amonette gets away with it, and the Bulldogs call for a defensive foul. I think that's my first negative comment about officiating tonight. I've done pretty good, Thomas.
You've done well, Daniel.
Who picked up the foul? It's going to Jimmy, his second.
Jimmy Burchie picked up his second foul.
Piggott Kenny inbound. Jacob Amonette trying to do it. Bryce Bailey denying. They finally work it into Wattenberger. It's the younger of the two. Heath in the paint. His shot no good. Rebound Arms. Keaton with it. Gives off to Grant. Grant going to push ahead. Cross the timeline. 2:10 and ticking. Third quarter. Jump shot. Free throw line. Good. Strong edge. Two more. What's he up to, Tom?
He got 22, Daniel. It's 39-15, and Clay County is on a, let me count it up, 10-0 run here.
Picky now.
Who got that one?
Burchett again.
Third personal. Eli Smith checking back in. Eli picked up three pretty early. That's why he's been sitting. Jimmy Burchett comes out now. On the floor for Clay County, Bryce Bailey, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, Greg Strong, and Eli Smith. I think it was Spivey who just swung it away. The Bobcat shot. Strong picks up the loose ball, comes to the other end, it scores! What a catch shot off the glass! Had contact, but no whistles blew. Fans come to their feet here deep in the third. Jacob Amonette gets to the hoop. And the Clay County momentum is stopped by a foul. Amonette gets to the line, 41-15, minute 36 left in the third. Clay County taking those AP rankings personally when they came into Burchtown tonight.
Yeah, weathered the storm from Piggott County when they cut it to 15, Daniel, and then said, and made a statement here to gain control again.
Keaton Arms checking out here late in the third. White Browning checking in for the first time tonight. Arms has been huge tonight on the boards, played so strong in the paint.
His best game of the year, I believe.
Yeah, I start to say he's finally getting some continuity, you know, going after some sickness and things, and really coming to life at a great time for head coach Edwards and this Bulldog team. Strong with it on the offensive end. He's fouled. He scores. He goes to the line. Grant Strong has really turned on deep in this third quarter. We saw him miss some shots early in this game. But everything's falling down.
Yeah,
he scored eight straight for Clay County, Daniel. A personal 8-0 run here for Strong. Make it nine.
Averaging right at 36 points a game on the season. Closing in on that as we get late in this second half. Minute 15 and ticking, third quarter, Clay County 44, Piggott County 17.
Man.
Eli Smith called for a foul, and
I'm telling you what.
He can't. They won't let him stay on the floor, Daniel.
I have watched Eli Smith play a lot of basketball, and I don't ever remember him having four personal fouls in a game. He's such a clean defender. But tonight,
you know, it's hard to foul a guy trying to run away from you.
Free throw missed. Amonette was at the line shooting the front end of a 1-1. Zach was. He misses it. Rebound Arms. He gives the strong, strong head to Smith. Smith goes. Eli Smith, man, got his fourth personal foul, but he's got his first bucket of the night. 46-17. Dogs are pouring it on him. 55 seconds and ticking. Jacob Amonette with it. Defended by Strong. Strong blocks the shot. The freshman frustrated reaches in and fouls him. The Clay County fans love it. They come to their feet. We're going to walk too. We're going to head the other way with it here. Eli Smith checking out. Jeff Spivey checking in. Andrew Smith, younger brother of Eli's come out. He's on the floor. So on the floor for Clay County. Andrew Smith, Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms,
that
and Ryan Bailey.
One, shouldn't it, guys? No, I guess we're not.
That's
in
the five
on
them.
Yeah, I was looking on the wrong side of that big old clock. Long way off.
40 seconds and ticking. Clay County with a huge third quarter. 24 points scored so far in the third for the Dogs. 12 points for Pickett.
And it's come from the best player in Class A, Daniel. 13 here in this quarter. We talked about Clay County wasn't having any of it, letting Pickett County back in this game. Well, Mr. Basketball wasn't having any of it either.
15 seconds and ticking. Third quarter. Spivey with it out top. Goes to the hoop. Shot up. Good. Off the glass.
He heard me.
Knocking it down. An 8-foot jumper. Putting Clay County up 48-17. Zach Eminem, three-pointer, no good at the buzzer. It sounds at the end of three. It's the Clay County Bulldogs, 48. The Pickett County Bulldogs, 17.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here for the start of this fourth quarter, Will Amonette did check back in to the contest. You know, we said he went out with a knee injury. He did return and play some after that, so that was good to see for Pickett. Clay County with the basketball to start this fourth quarter, strong with it out top, defended by Eli Reagan. 8-foot jumper, good. He had missed a shot in several attempts. 7:30 and ticking. Clay County up big, 50-17. A beatdown of the Pickett County Bobcats.
Yeah, and Jimmy Burchett's not blocked
by Jimmy Burchett. Sure did. He soared into the air and swatted that one up onto the auditorium stage.
Pickett County going to have to inbound from their own baseline. They work into Zach Amonette. He gets to the hoop, misses the shot. And it's picked up by Jimmy Burchett. Who else? Burchett with the loose ball. Hands off to Strong. Strong, three-pointer, top of the key. Finally missed one. Arms.
Out of
board.
Way to work, Keaton.
Keaton Arms gets to the line through the contact. Here's the bad part about it. Arms weren't even fazed by the contact.
No, he wasn't.
Just battled right through it like it didn't exist. Hits his shot. It goes to the line for the free throw. It's away. It's good.
Good.
53-17. The Bobcats getting humble.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. And just a great performance by Clay County as Wattenberger finally gets a bucket for Pickett County.
Little baseline move. Put on the brakes so the defenders get past him. Then laid it in. Strong with it. Works against Wattenberger. Into the paint. Kicks to Bailey. Three-pointer left wing.
All
yes,
way.
Sir. Nice, Bailey. Knocking down a triple, getting involved on the scoring. 56-19, whistles blow. And a foul going to be called against Clay County. Spivey called for the personal.
Imagine that.
I'll tell you this much, folks. I came up here tonight expecting Clay County to win. Because like I said, in the last 26 games in this series, Clay County's won 24 of them. It's been dominance. It hadn't been close. I did not expect it to be 56-20, 6:27 mark fourth quarter. I really didn't.
Well, like I said in the final word, you know, Clay County's making a statement here tonight. They
guys, isn't this supposed to be a mercy rule game,
man? It should be.
36 points. It's a running clock.
Should be mercy rule here. But like I said, Clay County, you know, they heard all about the number one ranked Pickett County Bobcats.
So
they heard all about what's going on at Birchtown.
Free throws.
Okay. So we do. We have a Mercy Rule running clock in effect at this moment in time. It does stop for free throws.
Or a timeout, I guess.
So it's going to go quick here down the fourth quarter stretch. Clay County up 56-21. Strong with it. Foul call on the floor. That was the 17th foul, though, so Strong going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
So let that sink in for a minute, Thomas.
The number three team in AP poll, Clay County, comes to the number one team, Pickett County Bobcats, and gets a fourth quarter running clock against
them. Yeah, this is just an unbelievable statement by the Clay County Bulldogs. Just, look, don't forget about us. Grant Strong, best player in Class A, he just made a run right there when Pickett County thought they had a chance, fought back to 15 points.
Technical foul being called against Pickett County. It was on the second Strong free throw. Grant hit it. The bucket was kind of good. I'm not sure which Bobcat did it, but they reached around and hooked in the paint pretty aggressively.
It's been 34. Looks like they've...
Wattenbarger has been very frustrated, understandably so, down the stretch here, and he's a little too aggressive apparently because a technical foul was called, and we see Strong at the line shooting two more. 6:01 mark here of this fourth quarter. Strong misses the first of those free throws. He hit his initial two that were for the foul.
Could he miss this?
And now the first of the two technical free throws he misses. Second one's away. Good.
Way to go, Grant. Hit the second one.
59-21. Clay County up at 38 points. And Coach Aminette getting an explanation from the official about the call. Clay County with the possession of the ball due to the technical foul. Now the Clay County fans are upset about something.
I guess they called an intentional foul, or was just a technical?
He signaled technical, so. So here we are, 59-21, Clay County with the ball. Burchett on the inbound, shot up from left block, no good. Rebound Strong in the paint, put back, no good. Rebounded put back, no good. Rebounded finally by Manette. Strong was hammered by a lot of different Bobcats there. No whistles blow, though. Jack Aminette, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Wattenbarger, put back, no good. But they call a foul on this end, so he's Wattenbarger going to walk to the line. .529 mark, clock ticking here. Now they stop it at .526. Heath Wattenbarger misses the first of his free throws. Clay County up by 38, 59-21. Second one's away by the younger of the Wattenbargers. He hits it, making it a 37-point difference. Strong across the timeline. These teams meet again 1 week from tonight. Am I right on that? No, it's not 1 week from tonight. It's 10 days from tonight in Salina.
Or get him out of there if they're going to do that.
Jimmy Burchett almost still there. That's over there, shot. Jimmy Burchett. Strong had it taken away from him by Aminette. Jimmy Burchett took it back away from Zach. Now Bryce Bailey with it out top. Works inside the Strong. Strong moving the paint. Loses the handle on the ball. Lowhorn and Arms come up with simultaneous possession. And before Arms can rip it away, they call jump ball. Substitutes now for Pickett County. Coach Edwards sending in his substitutes. Starters come out of this one. The Clay County faithful give their heroes a standing ovation as they come off the floor. 59-22 is the starters exit halfway through the fourth quarter. And we've got a Mercy Rule running clock. Thomas, Coach Edwards, and the Bulldogs have put it on them.
They have, and it all started with the Clay County defense. They came in here with that attitude of, look, we're the best team up here in the Upper Cumberland. We're going to show you how we play defense, and that's what Clay County did. 5 first-half points for Pickett County, and that was it. They did make a run there in the third quarter, tried to get back in it, and that's when Mr. Basketball went to work, Grant Strong, to put this one away. But let me tell you something. It started early, and it started with Jimmy Burchett, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey coming off the bench, playing big minutes here for Clay County. Total team effort. and total domination.
100%. 3:30 left, reserves in. Going to have to pull out my roster. Harris with it for Pickett. He hands off to Caden Thomas. Thomas loses the handle on the ball. Fay County going to take back over on the floor for the Bulldogs. Freshman Nate Adams, sophomore White Browning, sophomore Andrew Smith, freshman Lance Burgett, and sophomore Weston Burgle. Burgle with it, right side of the lane. No good pass to Browning. Browning finishes.
Good assist.
Certainly was. 3 minutes left in this rout of the Bobcats, 61-22. As we mentioned, teams met four times last year. All four contests went Clay County's way. This will be the 13th straight game in the series the Bulldogs have won.
Yeah, Baker's dozen for Coach Edwards and Clay County. And you know we're going to meet them at least two more times.
Three more, probably.
But probably three, and could be, you know, there's going to be some showdowns coming.
Free throws by Bobcat. Second one's no good. I guess the first one was, too. Pickett Candy gets the rebound, keeps it alive. They'll get my roster out and call this action. Caden Thomas with it. Out top, hands off to Daniels. Gavin Daniels, a freshman. He's under pressure from Adams. Now Thomas with it again. He has it taken away by Lance Burchett. Lance passes ahead to cousin Nate Adams. Adams into the paint, to the hoop. Shots up, no good. Rebound Birdwell. Weston with it. Kicks out to Lance Burchett. Three-pointer left corner. Yeah!
Bottom.
Lance Burchett bringing his teammates to his feet over on the bench with a big triple. Pickett County with the ball. Thomas drives baseline, loses the handle, it's knocked away. Reserves coming in for Clay County. Sophomore Joseph Birdwell, sophomore Colton Anderson, and sophomore Kyler Westmoreland exiting are a trio of sophomores, White Bradley, Weston Birdwell, and Andrew Smith. Pickett County on the inbound, three-pointer up and away, no good. By the Bobcats, rebound Joseph Burgle. Minute and a half left in this one. Burgle across the timeline, gives to Lance Burchett. Burchett into the paint, picks up the dribble, has it taken away. Then he takes it back away himself, and then it's taken away again by another Bobcat.
Got a strong in the middle of the floor right here, didn't he?
And finally a jump ball call. Possession arrow.
That next three-pointer eyed out, so he was ready to go for it.
Minute eight and ticking. Lance Burchett with it, top of the key. Shakes and bakes, hands off to Adams. Adams throws it away. Clock continues to run, though. 64-22. What a showing. What a game. We appreciate you tuning in and listening, folks. Clay County's next action is going to be in Salina Friday night against Gordon's. We'll have that one, of course. And then we're going to see against York Institute Tuesday. Now, we won't call that one since it's a non-district game. It's also in Salina, though. And then Joe Sims Gym on Friday, February the 4th, I'm going to say, it's going to be Pickett Clay County again. And once again, we'll be calling that one. 20 seconds left in this one. Bobcats with it. Player going to be fouled. Joseph Virgil draws the foul. Freshman Lyric Parrish goes to the line to shoot free throws. They do stop the clock with 14.3 seconds left in this one. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau post-game show that's going to be coming up after this. The first thing we'll do is the Bulldog Wrap brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Then we'll come back and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's two contests. If you tuned in just for boys action, we've not mentioned it, but what a huge win for Mount Walker and the Lady Dogs in the opening contest of tonight's doubleheader. Can't remember the final, but about a seven-point win for Clay County in that one. Lyric Parrish knocks down a free throw, makes it 64-23. This one's all but done. Nate Adams with it, going to walk across the timeline. 5 seconds left, and he's not going to take a shot. He's going to let time tick away. Coach Watson, buzzer sounds. The Bobcats have been skinned.
Yes, they have.
Final score, Clay County 64, Pickett County 23.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs are now 14-3 on the season with their win tonight 50-43. And the boys move on to 12-4 after dominating tonight 64-23. We're now going to do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you Big Gold Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, guys.
Well, Coach Watson, we knew what Clay County had to do, and they came out and did it here tonight. It was a 10-3 ball game at the end of the first quarter, poured it on and made it 22-5 at the half. And then we saw Pickett County try to fight back in it. We saw Zach Amonette score about 8 points there in the third quarter in a row. Cut it to 13, and Grant Strong said, I'm not having any of that. He had 13 in that third quarter, finished with a game-high 32 in this one, but it wasn't just about Strong. This entire team came together and absolutely dominated on the defensive end.
You know, of course, Grant was a man on a mission, and the whole team was on a mission tonight. I think they all had something to prove. You know, hey, I may not outscore you, but I can keep you from outscoring me.
Right.
And that's kind of the attitude I think they walked out there with tonight. Hey, they're going to outscore me.
You've coached a lot of ball games, Coach. You've been around basketball for a long time. Have you ever seen a team held to 5 points, a team like Pickett County, a team like the Bobcats are supposed to be ranked number one in the state, held to 5 points and a half, 23 for a game, get blown out by 41?
That's a tremendous defensive effort. I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, you just – that, and I hope we can see it again sometime down the road, but now that's something that's – I mean, it's once in a career for these guys.
Yeah.
For Pickett County, one player in double figures, and that was Zach Amonette. Held scoreless in the first half. He had 8 in the third quarter to slice into that lead. Got it down to 13 at one point. 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. He had 10 points tonight. Hunter Wattenberger, 7. Keith Wattenberger, Caleb Lohorn, 2. Jacob Amonette, 2. And Lyric Parrish, 2. There late. Again, the proof's in the pudding. The proof's in the numbers right there. Pickett County, with the supposed Mr. Basketball candidate in Zach Amonette, Hunter Wattenberger, we know they're two of the best players in this league.
And they are great
not
players.
Against Clay County.
Right. Not tonight. Not tonight.
For Clay County, Lance Burchett had 3 points tonight.
We got an update from the junior high boys game down in the state tournament. What was it? Trailing by 1 at the half, in case anybody was interested.
Trailing by 1. For Lance Burchett, for Clay County, Lance Burchett had 3 points. Wyatt Browning, 2. Bryce Bailey, 3. Keaton Arms had 7. Eli Smith, 2. Jeff Spivey, 6. Jimmy Burchett, 9. And Grant Strong, 32. Big buckets from Jimmy Burchett in this one, guys. Big rebounds from Keaton Arms. Eli Smith, when he was in there, played great defense. We talked about it. You can name every player that hit the floor here tonight. And Clay County put together a team effort.
They certainly did.
Out of those points that all those guys scored besides Grant, if you look back at the ball game, each one of those buckets was a key bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, they were,
very timely.
They were very timely and very important buckets. Not just for the 2 points, but for the momentum of the game and the way the game was going. I mean, it was just a well-played game.
It was. That's a great point. Folks, that's been the all wrap-up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. We're going to announce the TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers. Daniel, and got to go with a sophomore, Hallie Buford, in that girls' game. She was the leading scorer with 16 points tonight, but she scored half of those in that decisive fourth quarter for Clay County. They were up by 5 headed into that fourth quarter, and it was a 2-point ball game at one point as Pickett County kind of came on. They actually tied it. I'm sorry. Clay County fell behind by 2. Buford drove the lane, tied it at 35, and just made some big crucial buckets down the stretch, free throws to cap the 50-43 win for the Lady Dogs. She was perfect from the line in that fourth quarter, too. Hallie Buford just really, we talked about it, she gets better with every game. We saw her confidence improve tonight. It wasn't just the three-pointer, the outside shooting. She put her head down, drove the basket, and when she didn't score, she got fouled and went to the free throw line. I thought that was huge for the Lady Dogs to get this win.
That's where she really
earned my respect tonight was from that free throw line, because that's pressure. You're sitting here, it's a big game. Second team in the state, third team in the state. You know, hadn't won in this gym in a long time. And those are tough. Everybody's watching you, and they're meaningful shots. She nailed them all. Perfect, you said, from the line during that fourth quarter. And that's the epitome of a big-time player making a big-time play in a big-time game. And she was ice cold down that stretch. Just a huge growing moment for her, I thought.
It was. And another thing she did, she stepped up for this Clay County team in the absence of Briley Burchett. We saw her get in foul trouble. Clay County looking for an offensive identity. Hallie Buford gave it to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Had some great drives. Finished a couple of those. Some of those trips she made to the free throw, and I'm wearing one, so thanks. And just tremendous. Great team effort, and Hallie Buford really standing out there tonight with that great performance.
TDS top performer. On the boys' side, has to go to Jimmy Burchett tonight. You know, Grant Strong had a game-high 32. We know what he does night in and night out. Jimmy Burchett was the difference in this ballgame. I don't have the stats that Andrew Meadows will have, but I guarantee you he hit every category in the stat line. He blocked shots. He stole the ball. He scored. He pulled up jump shot. He made layups. He rebounded. He started to break. He made great assists, great pass. Jimmy Burchett came in here tonight. If you'll remember, I think he had one of the first buckets in the quarter.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he missed a shot. I don't keep up with percentage. He may have missed one or two, but when Jimmy Burchett went to the hole, he finished with a layup, or he pulled up with confidence from the free throw line with that jumper, Daniel. We needed somebody to have confidence in their scoring besides Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey. Burchett did that tonight with 9 points, nine crucial points, as Coach Watson was talking about.
Yeah.
And those other plays, you know, I'm pretty sure he's the one that got the steal that got Grant Strong out ahead of everybody and threw down that dunk in the second quarter that we all went crazy about and kind of turned the momentum in this game. Jimmy Burchett was an X-factor for Clay County tonight.
He was, and I like the way you put it there, X-factor, because I alluded to it during the broadcast. Jimmy, his whole career, you know, it's so calm, you know.
Right.
Not in terms of energy, you know, because he's the opposite of that. But as far as just the nerves, he wants to play. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants to perform. And the higher the stakes, I think the better he plays.
I agree. We've seen it in football.
We have.
When the pressure's on, get the ball to Jimmy Burchett.
Right.
He's going to bring you home. And we're seeing it in basketball now. And you know what? Yeah, he was one of the top reserves last year on his state championship team. But all the pressure's on Jimmy Burchett now. He's the point guard of the defending state champions, and he's rising to the occasion and playing that role well.
Yeah, he embraces it, and he loves it, and a great reason why he was tonight's top performer, along with Hallie Buford. And those are, as always, are sponsored by TDS Disposal. TDS Disposal, they serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Clay County teams will be back in action from Joe Sims Gym this Friday night in District 7A competition as the Gordonsville Lady Tigers and Tigers come to town. Coach Bibbs, my understanding, he'll be there this time. He was not there when we were at Gordonsville, had a bit of a COVID quarantine, so I look forward to getting to see him stalk the sidelines and do what he does. Such a great coach. I look forward to those matchups. If you can, come out and watch it in person, folks. If you're not able to come out in person, tune in at 5:45 for the Carquest pregame show, as we'll be there in Salina. So, with no further ado, for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, Fletcher Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.